fall high school sports season has been a wild ride. Tonight, we announce the newest Dream Team athletes from football, volleyball, cross country, and boys soccer.
Through two defenders, take it forward. He's going to loop this one. It is in the corner of the net on the opposite side. What a beautiful play.
Deep drop setting up the screen. It is caught immediately, tackled after the catch on the screen. Off right tackle, breaks a tackle. He's off to the races. Down the sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Between the tackle and guard, left side, inside the 30, 20. It's a foot race, 10. No one's going to catch him. Goal line, touchdown.
She hammers that one home just past the diving attempt of Lassing. What an impressive shot that time.
Back right front, big swing, big kill.
The field represents only the best of the best. It's time for our award-winning Dream Team Selection Show. Here are your hosts, Greg Armbruster and Will Cheshire.
And welcome in to the Fall Dream Team Selection Show for 2016. I am one half of the host. Duties here will fall upon me. I am Greg Armbruster, the sports director of KTJJ and KREI, and we're going to test my engineering skills as I welcome Will Cheshire. And Will, you're really coming full circle from the first time that we were a part of the Dream Team, and now here we are back full circle once again. This is the final part of the Dream Team that you have yet to experience, so you were much more hands-on this one, and I appreciate you, but long winter season or long fall season, and it's time to have the coaches' voices heard.
It is, absolutely. It's one of my favorite times of the year. A lot of work for us, but I love it. It's very rewarding at work as well. You get a chance to recognize all the terrific young athletes in our listening area, as well as recognize some of the terrific coaches who have such strong impacts as well.
And you know, the work in the selection show, it never stops. We finished the selection show at 5:59. And a couple of seconds later, so I guess without further ado, we should probably give the rundown of how we're going to give the order of the show. And if you're familiar with my personality, you may have guessed that I am going to start off with boys soccer, and then we're going to go to boys cross country, girls cross country, volleyball, and the biggest category of the evening, football, numerically. The biggest category will come at the end of the show. So, yes, Zach Smith, I'm holding you hostage. I apologize for that. For all the rest of you, you know the order of it. But did your friends make it? Did your enemies make it? Did your neighbor make it? You'll all find out. We're going to start with boys soccer and waste no time. Let's find out who the very first fall Dream Team athlete is going to be.
Bryce Santagraw. Sophomore, striker, Farmington Knights.
Santagraw dances through two defenders, takes it forward. He's going to loop this one. It is in the corner of the net on the opposite side. What a beautiful play by Santagraw. Wow, what a play.
Went right down in the middle, nutmegged through two defenders, cleared one touch with the left foot, finished it off with the right, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Finished the 2016 season with 28 goals and 12 assists, leading the team in both categories over his sophomore campaign. Considered a very intelligent and skilled player, a member of the Lou Fuse Van Buskirk team, and a member of the Farmington Leadership Club.
Bryce Santagraw, Farmington Knights.
That is the first of our Dream Team athletes, Bryce Santagraw of the Farmington Knights, and Sean Malone hops on the mic now. Sean, it was you and I with the soccer duties this year, and for Bryce Santagraw, kind of one of those guys that you expected to be on the Dream Team.
I think that was pretty much one of the safest bets that you certainly could make, and how impressed were we by Bryce Santagraw? I mean, he is a sophomore, and the stats that he compiled, you'd expect him to be like a fifth-year senior or something like that, but no, I mean, this kid... he's still got two more years of high school soccer to play, and what's impressive, too, about the high school level versus like a college sophomore is they still got so much growing to do physically as a human being, let alone as an athlete. I mean, this kid, he's going to just naturally, without even having to work out, he's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to get faster over time.
Well, you can't guarantee that people are going to grow. I'm evident of that.
That is true. That is true. I shot up a little bit later in my high school days, but no, I mean, this kid, the ceiling can only go up. For him. I mean, it's just absolutely impressive, the performance that he put on, you know, being really the spark plug for his Farmington team. I mean, you watch them and all eyes are on him with the amount of plays that he's able to make throughout the game. He's beyond just the stats, a wildly impressive player.
And he had a great run, his team, throughout the postseason. But this next guy had a hand in sending him home.
Tommy Strzokwy, senior midfielder, North County Raiders.
Off of a move, here's the play, in the back of the net. The wow. North County Raiders double up their score, 2-0, and that was just an unbelievable set of moves.
Struckman tied for second on the team in goals scored with 17, second in assists with 13. Struckman on the Letterman's Club, National Honor Society, with a GPA of 3.69, good for 43rd in his senior class. Tommy Struckman, North County Raiders.
Tommy Struckman, not the only Raider making the dream team.
Nick Parker, junior, forward, North County Raiders.
Here's a shot on goal in the back of the net. The North County Raiders first to strike. What a goal right there, right off of the left foot. And that was a no-doubter from the get-go. North County takes the 1-0 lead.
He recorded 17 goals on the season along with 6 assists. He is also a member of Letterman's Club, Student Council, and Pep Club, has a 3.9 GPA and ranks 34th in his class.
Nick Parker, North County Raiders.
Both Nick Parker and Tommy Struckman on the dream team from the North County Raiders. Sean, we had a chance to watch North County and Farmington square off, and it was Nick Parker that really ignited the scoring, the momentum for North County in that game, and Struckman a big part of that as well.
I mean, the two of them, really, they had a big three-headed monster together, a couple good players that they could contribute at any point, which is why a team like them is able to go as far as they could, because when one person gets shut down, which, let's face it, in any sport, you're going to have a strength that will get shut down at some point. Not everything is going to work every single time. What can you do next? North County has a couple of players that they can go to at any point for a goal, most notably Struckman and Parker, who, like you said, were clutch in that game against Farmington.
Oh, absolutely. So that's 3 of our 47. That's 3 of the 5 in the boys' soccer category. What is the boys' soccer dream team without a Perryville Pirate?
Austin Hota, senior, sweeper, Perryville Pirates. Austin Hota, Perryville Pirates. Austin was a force defensively for the Pirates, helping his team to 14 shutouts on the season. He also added 2 goals and 1 assist offensively, and holds a 3.73 GPA. Austin Hota, Perryville Pirates.
That's 4 out of 5, so we've got 1 Farmington, 2 from North County, 1 from Perryville. So we go St. Francis County, Perry County. We're going to close it out, headed to Jefferson County to round out the boys' soccer dream team for 2016.
Ryan Verhorst, junior, striker and midfielder, Sekman Jaguars. Ryan Verhorst, Sekman Jaguars.
Verhorst led the team in goals scored with 18 and 3rd on the team in assists with 8. To go along with those standout numbers, Verhorst with a 3.0 GPA. Verhorst also a member of the Lou Fuzz Soccer Club. Ryan Verhorst, the Sekman Jaguars.
Ryan Verhorst, Sekman Jaguars.
And that is the 5th member of the boys' soccer dream team, and a lot of Lou Fuse soccer players in the 5 listed on the dream team. And if you're mad at the dream team in any way, shape, or form, blame it on the coaches. That's my favorite part. I can get a point of finger, and it's really not my fault.
We don't vote.
We don't vote.
We just count the votes.
Yeah, and I can definitely count. I use tally marks and what do you call it, an abacus?
Mathematical formulas, you know.
So let's run back through the 5 names on the boys' soccer dream team. Bryce Sansagraw from Farmington, North County, Tommy Struckman, and Nick Parker. From Perryville, Austin Hotop, and from Sekman, Ryan Burhorst. So that is the first segment of the Dream Team Selection Show. Boys soccer coming up after this break. We'll talk about maybe those that could have been on the boys soccer Dream Team, and we'll make our way into our next category, that is boys cross country. The Dream Team Selection Show brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Crystal City, and Herculaneum, Ruther Ford of Herculaneum, and First State Community Bank, all of their locations throughout the area. The Dream Team Selection Show returns next on J98.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make the switch. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at FSCB.com.
Total satisfaction. That's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for to take your project from start to finish. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington, or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
The faculty and students at Steelville R3 Schools are proud of all their athletes. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a winning team. Steelville R3 Schools commend the athletes and coaches. They've proven they have what it takes to succeed. Everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools would also like to congratulate all the athletes for making the 2016 J98 Fall Dream Team. Great job and keep up the great work from everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know. All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Hey!
It's Ford's year-end sales event. Hi, this is Doug Jr. As we come into this holiday season, as a way to say thank you, we are tagging all of our new and pre-owned vehicles to make your holiday shopping event even easier. For example, we have an incoming new 2016 Ford Fiesta S for $12,995. Or a new 2016 Ford F-150, which includes owner loyalty and Ford credit rebates, is sweet deal priced at just $20,995. Or a new 2016 Ford Taurus SE for $20,995 after all rebates. And we have a 2016 Ford Fusion Titanium for only $24,900. So check out these sweet deals at Ruther.com. Or Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford. Ruther.com.
The St. Jen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Welcome back into the Dream Team Selection Show. It's the fall edition 2016. We've gone through the boys soccer category. And just about to make our way into the boys' cross-country category. And quickly, we'll go through the boys' soccer category. And it was Bryce Santagraw, Tommy Struckman, Nick Parker, Austin Hotop, and Ryan Burhorst. We're going to go ahead and transition into the boys' cross-country category, and we'll look back at all of these categories as we make our way through. But let's not waste any time for the boys' cross-country category. Our first selection from Farmington.
Ryan Parson, senior, Farmington Knights. The new school record holder for the cross country 5K with a time of 15 minutes and 37 seconds. Individual district champion 2016. Hancock Invitational champion 2016. Personal best in the 800 meters with a time of 1 minute and 56 seconds. In the 1600 meter with a time of 4 minutes and 19 seconds. And in the 3200 meter with a time of 9 minutes and 36 seconds. Ryan Parson placed 15th in the 1600 meter and 20th in the 3200 meter at the state meet in 2016. Ryan Parson, Farmington Knights.
The first member of the boys' cross-country dream team is from Farmington. It's Ryan Parsons. Our second member, they've had quite a few dream teamers over the past couple of years. But this one, we go to Jefferson County.
Max McDaniel, sophomore, Bestest Tigers.
He finished fourth at the state meet in 2015, sixth at the Memphis Twilights Conference Champion, fourth in district, second at the Hancock Invitational, 18th at Forest Park, 10th at Chili Pepper, and has a personal record of 15 minutes and 36 seconds. He is a 2016 team cross-country state champion, 6th in the 3200, 4th in the 4800 at the state meet in 2016. He is a part of the Varsity Club, Golden Black Pack, Youth Group at Victory Church, and Peabody Community Bible Church. He has a GPA of 3.73 and ranks 38th out of 221 in his class.
Max McDaniel, Bestest Tigers.
The Dream Team Selection Show. Two of the five members in boys cross country have been released. Farmington's Ryan Parsons, and we just heard about Festus, Max McDaniel. So the last three members of the boys cross country dream team, the first of the three,
Ben Nagger, senior, St. Genevieve Dragons.
The 2016 is state champion in the 1600 and the 3200, finishing as the runner-up in the 4800. The 2016 Class 3 district champion, MAAA conference champion, individual victories at Borgia, Potosi, and Cape Notre Dame. The 2015 Gatorade Cross Country Athlete of the Year and a prior two-time Dream Team selection.
Ben Nagger, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Ben Nagger, a state champion, a back-to-back state champion, more than deserving to be on the Dream Team. And the next two members share that same sentiment. They also share the same uniform.
Nathaniel Ogden, senior, St. Genevieve Dragons.
An all-district selection in 2016, a 2016 conference selection, 2016 individual runner-up at the Hancock Invitational, third place at Borgia and Cape Notre Dame, 15th at the Forest Park Green Division Race, a 2015 all-state selection, a 2016 season best time of 16 minutes and 8 seconds at Class 3 District 1.
Nathaniel Ogden, St. Genevieve Dragons.
One Ogden might be good enough, but two is certainly better.
Skylar Ogden, senior, St. Genevieve Dragons.
An all-district selection in 2016, a 2016 conference selection, 2016 individual runner-up at the Hancock Invitational, third place at Borgia and Cape Notre Dame, 15th at the Forest Park Green Division race, a 2015 All-State selection, a 2016 season best time of 16 minutes and 8 seconds at Class 3 District 1.
Skylar Ogden, St. Genevieve Dragons.
That is the five of the five boys cross country dream team members: Farmington, Ryan Parsons, Max McDaniel of Festus, and three from St. Genevieve: Ben Nagger, Nathaniel, and Skylar Ogden. We're going to take another break on the Dream Team Selection Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the boys soccer category and the boys cross country category and give our input, because we don't get to vote, but everybody's got an opinion, right? We'll express ours and share ours with you up next as the Dream Team Selection Show continues on J98 The Boot.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Do you feel like banking has become a series of 800 this, press 2 for that, when all you want is a person who can help? Ozarks Federal is different. When you call or visit Ozarks Federal, our people respond. Each employee has a nameplate and a business card, a real person, a local person with a name. Our customers are our owners. We service home loans made locally to benefit you, our owner, where it pays you to be an owner. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Grand Rental Station in Farmington, you can rent the equipment but keep the advice. Now that's important to remember, because at Grand Rental, their experts can advise you on the exact equipment you need. Call Grand Rental today at 573-756-1630 or visit their huge showroom in Farmington, packed with accessories and supplies to do the job right the first time. Why buy it when you can rent it from Grand Rental on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington, 756-1630, or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com.
The St. Jen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season. This is the Dream Team Selection Show on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. And what we're doing tonight, if you've never been a part of it, or if you're thinking, why isn't there music playing, I will tell you. This is the Dream Team Selection Show. What happens at the end of every high school sports season? I send out an email that starts all the cascade of what becomes the Dream Team. And it says, coaches, we would like to know who you feel are players deserving of being on the Dream Team. I get those lists of all the players from all of the coaches, put them all together, send those back out, and the coaches then vote. Coaches are not allowed to vote for their own players. They cannot nominate their own players for Player of the Year, and they can only vote for other players. We at the radio station never have input in who makes the Dream Team, so it's all from the eyes of area coaches. For all those that make the Dream Team, think about it as this is the opinion of somebody that you didn't play for, somebody that didn't coach you. They just saw, and I guess around the water cooler in a sense, felt like you were the one deserving of being on the Dream Team. So it's definitely it's an interesting process for one to become a Dream Teamer. But as I mentioned before we went to break, everybody's got an opinion, and sometimes you don't feel like whatever opinion may be correct. So Sean, we're going to start our Dream Team Snub segment with you, and I don't think you have to pick one from both categories for boys cross country or soccer. You can pick from one or the other, but who do you feel like should be on that didn't make it?
This is an easy one for me, because I was talking before about the three-headed monster that North County had offensively. Well, only two of those three heads are there. I think Joel Strausser belonged. I mean, 18 goals, 16 assists.
You stole mine.
I think I stole everyone's.
That was a pretty, communicated.
That was a pretty easy one, but yeah, like we're talking about a three-headed monster, and he's the one that's not there, the one of the three heads missing. So I really think he was the biggest snub.
I know I had a minor love affair when we called that one game in the district playoffs. Just the things that he was doing along the sidelines, just dribbling skills. I never had those because I was always a middle defender when I was in school. So anybody that can have skills like that, I appreciate. So I feel like that was the way to go. And it's really shocking to me for the boys cross-country category, just one Festus Tiger. It's been a good run for Festus to have members on the Dream Team. So it's very – Matt, who was your thought when you went through all the packet of everything?
Well, I was going to say it's a perfect segue, Greg, because I'm going to choose a Festus cross-country boy that didn't make it. Charlie Samarczyk, you run down all of the things that he's done. Four Festus is here, all conference, all district, all state, 11th at Memphis Twilight, also a captain, 24th in the 3,200 meter at the state, and a 3.77 GPA, 22nd in the class. I mean, you're talking about a kid that is the top in everything, and unfortunately for him, he just didn't get in.
William? Yeah, I had the same thought as Matt did, and not only couldn't he do it all as a runner, you can do it in the classroom as well. He got above a 3.75 GPA to go along with that. So, you know, you're talking to a guy who's on the closer end to a 4.0 and can also run.
That's something that always gets me. When you start to get all these packets back and you see, well, this kid's third in state, second in state, or state champion, and they have a GPA that's just decent, for that matter, for all the time and effort that you spend around a sport. But to have a 4.0 and be at the top of your class, that's something I can't wrap my head around. Not yet.
No, it's remarkable. And then, he's got a couple activities as well. The Golden Black Pack, he's involved in that. I've seen them firsthand. They can get a rowdy bunch. They're a lot of fun as well. They run that Twitter. So it's truly remarkable what some of these young kids can do.
So we're two categories in, and lightly making our opinions heard. And the next category we're going to look into is the girls' cross-country category. And the way this category has looked for the past couple of years, it's basically been Taylor Werner's category to decide, you know, which other four people are going to be in it. And then you had Maya German, then you had Festus rolled in there. So cross-country, for the first time in a while, it's going to have some fresh names on it. It's a different look to it. So we'll jump into our cross-country Dream Team selections next on J98.
If you're thinking about getting a new vehicle, you've got to check out Rutherford and Herculaneum. Hi, this is Madeline Gilbert from Regional Radio. Buying a car can be overwhelming, but Rutherford's sales staff makes the buying process so easy. I told them my price range and the type of vehicle I was looking for, and they found exactly what I had in mind. I love my Ford Focus. Plus, they don't just hand you the keys and send you on your way to figure it out on your own. Before I left the lot, they took the time to go over all of my new car's features with me. Then they invited me to come back after I've driven it for a few days to answer any other questions I may have. They treat you like family at Rutherford and make the customer their top priority. So if you're looking for a sweet deal, look no further than Rutherford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Did you know Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan is a market leader in construction lending? Know about our one-timer? Every day, Ozarks Federal helps people build their new homes with lower closing costs and a streamlined loan process. With a one-time close construction loan, you save money with only one set of closing costs, with only one appraisal, and only one loan approval. Let the Homeowners Bank help you build your dream home with our time-saving, money-saving, one-time close construction loan. Ozarks Federal, home of the one-timer, the area's best construction equal housing lender.
Total satisfaction. That's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for to take your project from start to finish. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday.
It's a birthday wish for you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Every day, 8,000 people celebrate their 85th birthday, which means senior care facilities will be more crowded than ever before. So choosing the right home for your parents is more important than ever. Don't follow the herd. Call us.
St. Genevieve Care Center. We're a local family providing care with love, dignity, and respect. We'll treat your parents like they were ours. Close to heart, close to home.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make the switch. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC, online at fscb.com.
Dream Team Selection Show, Fall Edition, Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. I'm Greg Armbruster, KTJJ, KREI Sports Director. Around the table, or desk, studio. Will Cheshire and Sean Malone in-house with us as well. We are a couple of categories into the Dream Team Selection Show. We're going to run through 47 names that will be on the Dream Team. We've already gone through boys soccer and through boys cross country. And as we go through the show throughout the evening, if you missed your portion, if you missed your kids' portion, your friends' portion, whichever, if you're looking for what we've already said, you can find that on Twitter at MyMoInfoSports. And we'll be keeping that going throughout the evening as we keep announcing more of our Dream Team selections. So let's move on to our third category of the evening, and that brings us to girls cross country. We've gone through 10 so far. Number 11, we go back to Festus for this one. And we were just mentioning about how there was a light list for Festus on the boys' side. We're going to start off with Festus on the girls' side.
Lily Uding, senior, Festus Lady Tigers. A four-time all-conference, two-time all-district, and two-time all-state runner. She was a member of the 2014 state championship team, was seventh in the 1600 meter, eighth in the 3200, sixth in the 4800 meter at the state meet in 2016. She's a member of various student associations and holds a GPA of 3.83. Lily Uding, Festus Lady Tigers.
The first of our girls cross-country dream teamers, Festus Tiger and Lily Uding. The second, we'll go back to Jefferson County.
Claire Message, freshman, Northwest Lions.
In only her first year of high school, Claire clocked the Northwest freshman record with a 1954 5K. She made the Bourbon West All-Conference and placed fifth at the district meet.
Claire Message, Northwest Lions.
I don't know what's more comical is when those cards are playing, you can look around the studio and everybody's heads bobbing to the beat and just flipping through a packet of papers.
Because we got some dope beats on here.
Let's find out what the next one's going to be for this one. Let's go to St. Genevieve County.
Olivia Green, sophomore, St. Genevieve Dragons.
At the state meet, Olivia placed third in the 4800, fourth in the 1600, and fifth in the 3200. She was also MAAA individual conference champion.
Olivia Green, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Making our way quickly through the girls' cross-country category. And the next two that we have on different parts of our regional radio listening area, but to follow up on announcing Olivia Green, let's announce her teammate.
Sarah Moore, sophomore, St. Genevieve Dragon.
An all-district selection, finishing ninth
at the district meet. 2016 individual top 10 finishes at Forest Park. She finished fourth. The seventh place finish at the Hancock Invitational in all-state selection in 2015, placing 21st in the 1600, 19th in the 3200, and 18th in the 1400 in this year's state cross-country meet.
Sarah Moore, St. Genevieve Dragons.
That is 4 out of 5 in the girls' cross-country category so far. Festus, Lily Uding, Claire Masich, Northwest, St. Genevieve's Olivia Green, and St. Genevieve's Sarah Moore. This last dream teamer in the girls' cross-country category, let's go to Steelville.
Allie Gibbs, sophomore, Steelville Cardinals.
Gibbs holds the Owensville Invitational course record this year with a first-place finish and a time of 19:54. She finished second at the Capital City Challenge meet with a time of 20:02. She's also the Gasconade Volley Conference champion for the second year in a row with a personal best time of 19:20. She finished second at the state meet in the 1600, the 3200, and the 4800 this year. She was all-district, placing second as a sophomore and fourth as a freshman. During the state competition last year, she was all-state for Class 2, placing 16th as a freshman with a time of 20:47. She's the vice president of her sophomore class with a 4.0 GPA.
Allie Gibbs, Steelville Cardinals.
That is the fifth and final member of the girls' cross-country dream team as selected by area coaches. And the list, Lily Uding of Festus, Claire Masich, Northwest, Olivia Green and Sarah Moore of St. Genevieve, and rounding out the girls' cross-country category, Allie Gibbs of Steelville. So there's 15 of our 47 that we've got to get to so far. We've gone through boys soccer and the full cross-country category. We're going to take a short pause, and when we come back to the Dream Team selection show, we will talk about transitioning into the volleyball category and look a little bit further into those that have already been selected as far as the girls' cross-country category. Because that was a close race, but by far the closest of all the races of all the categories goes to volleyball. We'll look at that coming up. The Dream Team Selection Show brought to you by St. Genevieve, R2 School District, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, all locations throughout the area, along with Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington and St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve. It's the Dream Team Selection Show on the Boot.
The faculty and students at Steelville R3 Schools are proud of all their athletes. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a winning team. Steelville R3 Schools commend the athletes and coaches. They've proven they have what it takes to succeed. Everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools would also like to congratulate all the athletes for making the 2016 J98 Fall Dream Team. Great job and keep up the great work from everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools.
Do you feel like banking has become a series of 800 this, press 2 for that, when all you want is a person who can help? Ozarks Federal is different. When you call or visit Ozarks Federal, our people respond. Each employee has a nameplate and a business card, a real person, a local person with a name. Our customers are our owners. We service home loans made locally to benefit you, our owner, where it pays you to be an owner. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Dream Team Selection Show, Fall 2016. We've gone through three categories so far: boys soccer, girls, and boys cross country. Most recently going through the girls cross country category. So Sean Malone, Will Cheshire, Greg Armbruster, that's me. Let's go around the studio. For girls cross country, there were a couple in the running towards that last few days of the voting. There were some that could have gotten on, some that were close, but when it all came down, the five on the list were Lily Uding, Claire Message, Olivia Green, Sarah Moore, and Allie Gibbs. Will Cheshire, who do you think could have been, if there was a sixth, who would it have been?
Well, I think Danielle Prince is someone that definitely warrants some consideration. I mean, she was the JCAA conference runner-up behind her own teammate, and somebody else that probably should have made it as well, but Two-time Dream Teamer before already, and two-time All-State runner in her sophomore, junior years. This time her senior year, you kind of got to think that might be a little bit of a snub or someone at least worthy of a spot on the Dream Team that didn't quite make it.
It's interesting for us to talk about snubs, but I'm curious. I don't want to do it to someone live on air, but for a coach to ask them who they feel like their snubs would be. I think that would be interesting to see their thoughts. Like if you would just have a coach, clearly they pick the select few who they feel should be on the Dream Team. But it's interesting to see when it's all put together what coaches would find out and what they would feel like would be a snub. It's an interesting concept. Coach, if you're brave enough to do that on air, call us. I want you to. Sean, who did you think was close but not quite enough?
How about Nautica Strickland?
Yeah.
You know, I mean Dream Teamer in 2015.
That was the girl that finished in first in the JCAA.
I mean, you win the race and you're a reigning Dream Teamer and you're a sophomore and don't get in. You only improved from the year before, I imagine. I wasn't here, unfortunately, to see her numbers from last season, but I imagine she got faster.
A pragmatic point of view, I agree. You know, I
mean, so that was the shock. I mean, you would think if you get in one year and you improve, you have done enough to get in again.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. What we still have not learned yet. Volleyball Dream Team. Football Dream Team. Should we keep going?
I think so. I think everybody's anxious to hear. I don't know. And maybe we should talk about, you know, what we're going to do afterwards and see what the people would like about that.
We could talk about the weather.
It's cold.
I'm kidding.
Dream Team Selection Show. Volleyball next on the boot.
Are you hunting for a deal? Look no further. Hey, David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. It's hunting season, and wow, do I have a deal for you. This month, trade any make or model truck, and I'll give you an extra $1,000 trade bonus. Come celebrate America's favorite truck for 39 years straight. I'm taking up to $11,755 off MSRP of a new 2016 Ford F-150, and you could win a Browning shotgun just in time for hunting season. Is your old car keeping you from getting a little mud on the tires? Don't let past credit history keep you from a 10-pointer this fall. My credit approval process is designed to target the right lenders and get you approved so you can drive home today with a lifetime warranty and a new truck. Come see me today and you'll get up to $11,755 off MSRP of a new Ford F-150. Trade in the truck you currently drive and I'll give you an extra $1,000 trade bonus. Hurry, this deal ends with November. I'm David Sism and I want you to visit me at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Call 431-3177 or online at SismFord.com.
Credit requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates, negative equity, may be refinanced. See dealer for details.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know? All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
The St. Gen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
This is the Dream Team Selection Show on Regional Radio, Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. I'm Greg Armbruster, kind of driving the ship. Got a navigator over there called Will Cheshire, our KJFF sports director, and our sports staff around the studio as well. Sean Malone helping out. Matt Greenwood running around like a crazy person behind the scenes and doing all that stuff for us. But what we're going to do is keep things moving right along, because I know there are some folks out there really wanting to know if they made the Dream Team, so we'll keep things moving right along. No weather discussions. Let's jump into the volleyball category. And
Zach Smith would not be happy about that.
I don't believe so, as he just indicated via Twitter. So let's keep things moving right along, and we'll jump into the volleyball category. And the first volleyball Dream Teamer is...
Brianna Landrum, middle hitter, outside hitter, senior, Arcadia Valley Tigers.
Brown is over to the left side, and perfectly placed by Landrum that time. You can see Landrum's face as she went up, literally look across the net and say, there's my spot.
She served at a 97% rate, had 163 points on the season with 23 aces, 280 kills, 20 solo blocks in 165 digs. She is a member of Key Club, Pep Club, National Honor Society, and Future Business Leaders of America. She was a 2015 All-District First Team, All-Regional Honorable Mention, and Academic All-State. In 2016, she was First Team All-Conference, First Team All-District, First Team All-Region, All-State Honorable Mention, and a captain on the volleyball team. She has a GPA of 3.897 and ranks 9th out of 85 in her class.
Brianna Landrum, Arcadia Valley Tigers.
The first of the 10 volleyball dream team selections, Arcadia Valley's Brianna Landrum. So Arcadia Valley cracks the ice. Bismarck keeps it going.
Riley Henson, senior middle hitter, Bismarck Indians.
Bismarck was ready. Short set. Big swing. Big kill. Riley Henson.
Riley had 315 kills, 43 ace serves for 135 points, 106 total blocks, 183 digs, averaging 2.7 per game. She was all district, all region first team, all state class one in 2015, all conference, all district, all region first team in 2016. Riley is the Stuco secretary, member of FCA, plays on the girls basketball and softball teams. She attends Mineral Area College as well as Bismarck High School. She has a 4.7 GPA.
Riley Henson, Bismarck Indians.
Riley Henson, a big part of the success of the Bismarck volleyball team this season. But a successful season, we always ask, starting out for all of our questions, for whatever coach it may be, we always want to know, what do you define as a successful season? I would think that a conference championship might be a successful season.
Ainsley Finch, senior, outside hitter, Farmington Knights.
Set, attack right front, big swing, Finch down the line. You just see it coming and you just know that Ainsley Finch is getting herself a point.
Helped lead her team to an MAAA Conference Tournament Championship. 269 serves with 22 aces, 344 kills, 290 serve receptions, 22 total blocks, 233 total digs. First team, all conference, all district, and all region.
Ainsley Finch, Farmington Knights.
Ainsley Finch like a sniper for the Farmington volleyball team, and the anchor of that volleyball team, she made the dream team too.
Tasia Kaiser, senior libero, Farmington Knights.
They have to attack from the back again. Same thing, same exact thing. Great serves back-to-back from Tasia Kaiser.
Kaiser was first team all district, first team all region, and second team all conference with 360 digs, 17 service aces, and only 42 errors on 388 receptions. Kaiser is a team captain and boasts a 3.93 GPA.
Kasia Kaiser, Farmington Knights.
Kasia Kaiser, impressive as a libero for the Farmington Knights. And in that MAAA tournament that we were able to cover from Central High School, Jordan Slocum and I were in attendance. And one player that really stood out, I mean, you could talk about Ainsley Finch standing out, Kasia Kaiser that stood out. But this next dream teamer in the volleyball category stands out in multiple sports, and she had a phenomenal campaign in the volleyball season this year. Let's find out who that's going to be.
Madison Reynolds, senior outside hitter, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Just senior Madison Reynolds can give the Dragons a state berth. She knocks it over, bumped by Duncan. Bailey can't get it, and St. Genevieve is going to the state sectionals with a Class 3 District 2 championship.
She played all 74 sets for the Dragons, had 294 kills, a hitting percentage of 175, 276 digs, 323 service receptions, 13 assists, and 17 aces. She is president of NHS and a member of Student Council, Spirit Club, and the math team. She has a 4.2 GPA and ranks third in her class.
Madison Reynolds, St. Genevieve Dragons.
There's a lot more that you could say about each of our dream team selections in the volleyball category, but the player cards do a lot of that for us. It kind of makes it nice. You don't have to pontificate, if you will.
Oh, yeah, the player cards, masterfully well done by everyone involved.
I know I gave you the shout-out, but I did not give Chelsea Pounds the shout-out. She did the production on all of the volleyball cards, so we got to give Chelsea her due diligence for helping out with the production. Do we have a round of applause on a hotkey? You know I do. Let me get it. There it is. Congratulations.
Oh, yes, and Greg, don't be humble yourself. You did a great job on your player cards.
You know I don't need ego help. What I do need help is staying on task. Our next volleyball dream teamer we already have announced, Arcadia Valley's Brianna Landrum, Bismarck's Bradley Henson, a pair from Farmington, Ainsley Finch, Kasia Kaiser, great name, St. Genevieve's Madison Reynolds, the most recent announcement. The next one takes us to Jefferson County.
Carly Nicholson, setter, junior, St. Pius Lancers.
Short set for Nicholson, a little tap around the double blocker by Ellie Russell. That was such a great set.
961 assists, 11.31 assists per set, 48 kills, 36 aces, 222 points, 234 digs, and a member of the Class 2 state champions.
Carly Nicholson, St. Pius Lancers.
Carly Nicholson of St. Pius, the next dream teamer, her teammate.
Jenna Otek, senior, outside hitter. St. Pius Lancers.
Dig, though, by Otek on the attack on the left front. Now Otek, the attack, and three straight points for her to start things off. There's a reason she'll be playing at Purdue next year.
Otek had 511 kills, averaging six kills per set, a 4.28 hitting percentage with 42 aces and 354 digs. She's also a Class 2 state champion.
Jenna Otek, St. Pius Lancers.
So that, Jenna Otek, that's one that, I mean, it would have been a travesty had she not made the dream team. This is somebody that you can watch in warm-ups, and the first thing you go is, oh, wow, she's a lot better than, you know, anybody that is probably playing, you know, Division II college right now. When you just see her on the court, not to be pejorative with that previous statement, but she just looks like she's better than everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, she's a terrific, terrific athlete, a great volleyball player, and obviously that is a testament as she's going to a Big Ten school to play volleyball at Purdue next year. You know, and she got a lot of help, too. I remember I had her in the studio, the Class 2 state champion, St. Pius Lancers, that is. You know, I had her, Shelby Meyer, and Ellie Russell, all terrific players in their own right. But they talked a lot about Carly Nicholson as well in that kind of that setter position that really set them up and understood where they want it. And, you know, the setter's kind of like the quarterback out there on the volleyball court.
And we've got a couple more volleyball dream teamers to announce, and the next two, not quite a state championship, but very close.
Lainey Bowman, sophomore, outside hitter, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Attack right front, big swing, big kill, Lainey Bowman. And Bowman has an opportunity. She has a cannon.
Bowman averaged four kills per set with 332 total. Had an attack percentage of 319. She recorded 220 digs and delivered 28 aces on the year. She was a first-team all-district, all-region, and all-state performer in leading Valley Catholic to the state championship game.
Lainey Bowman, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Lainey Bowman of the Valley Catholic Warriors, a great season there. And the next dream teamer, also from Valley Catholic, but who?
Taylor Siebert, junior setter, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Bit of an overpass. Good set, though, by Siebert. An attack down the line, Bowman. That's Siebert who set that play up perfectly. Point Valley.
Taylor had 949 assists, averaging 11.3 per set, 230 digs for a digging percentage of 80.4, 61 kills, 27 aces, and a 97.9 serving percentage. She was first team All-State in Class 1, second team All-Regional in Class 1, and second team All-District in Class 1, District 4, and first team All-Conference.
Taylor Siebert, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Taylor Siebert, Lainey Bowman, a pair of Valley Catholic Warriors selected to the volleyball dream team. That's 9 out of 10. The 10th, we go back to Jefferson County.
Katie Duncan, senior, outside hitter,
Windsor Owls.
Back to Duncan. She digs it. There's the set. Going to go to Duncan on a back middle hit. She hammers that one home just past the diving attempt of Lassing. And it's 21-12. Windsor, what an impressive shot that time from Katie Duncan.
384 kills, 161 assists, 133 points served, 47 aces, 39 kill blocks per game, 241 digs, 90% serve receive, four-time All-Conference, an All-District selection, three-time All-Region, Jefferson County MVP, second-team All-State last year, and a reigning Dream Team selection. Katie Duncan, Windsor Owls.
So that's 10 of 10 in the Dream Team Volleyball category. I'll go top down real quick. Arcadia Valley, Brianna Landrum. Riley Henson of Bismarck. Ainsley Finch, Kasia Kaiser, both of Farmington. Madison Reynolds on the Dream Team, and she's from St. Genevieve. A pair from St. Pius, Carly Nicholson, Jenna Otek. Two from Valley, Valley Catholic, Lainey Bowman, Taylor Siebert. And rounding out the Volleyball Dream Team category, it's Windsor's Katie Duncan. So, Will, you got to see quite a few through district play that made it onto the Dream Team. And you've heard around the water cooler about some of them being pretty good, too. So when you look at that, is there anybody really that, I mean, we could look back at the voting and say there were a handful of girls that were really close. You could go to St. Pius and say maybe they could have been on. You could go to Valley Catholic and say there were some deserving players. But there's always a few there's on the fringe, if you will, that could make it through. But we'll talk Dream Team snubs after this break. The selection show continues next on J98.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
The faculty and students at Steelville R3 Schools are proud of all their athletes. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a winning team. Steelville R3 Schools commend the athletes and coaches. They've proven they have what it takes to succeed. Everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools would also like to congratulate all the athletes for making the 2016 J98 Fall Dream Team. Great job and keep up the great work from everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools.
Total satisfaction. That's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for to take your project from start to finish. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
You're listening to the Dream Team Selection Show for the fall sports of 2016. It's KTJJ Farmington. I am the KTJJ KREI Sports Director, Greg Armbruster. Across the studio from me, the KJFF Sports Director, who has got a much stronger Twitter game than I do. That is Will Cheshire. So, Will, we just ran through the volleyball category. And volleyball, let me stop and say, if we hand out a participation award, most certainly should go to volleyball. This was not an easy field to make it onto in the volleyball category. When it was down to about the last 3 days, there are 10 volleyball spots, and there were about 18 girls that were still eligible to get in. And we got a rush of voting on that last day that really shook things up. So there were a lot of girls that could have been on the Dream Team. Who's your pick?
You know, it's like you said, this is arguably probably one of the most competitive Dream Team teams that we had. So many worthy volleyball players. I mean, I could think of several. I don't want to name just one. I mean, there are lots. Alex Tinnen and Bria Garman of Festus, I got a chance to watch them play. They were great. So was Emily Werner. But that Festus team was real talented. And I mean, you can really just Lindsay Barton of Hillsboro as well, the libero. She's a senior this year and 91% serve-receive rating for her. And then, of course, you can go and look at the St. Pius Lancers. I mean, you have two dream teamers there with Jenna Otek and Carly Nicholson. But Ellie Russell was terrific for them all year long, and so was Shelby Meyer in that libero position. So there are so many terrific volleyball players out in both Jefferson County and then, of course, just throughout the whole entire J98 listening area that it makes it real difficult to try to just narrow down one.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you at all there. And a lot of it, when I was just flipping through the packets that we have of all the kids that were nominated, Maya Middleton, that's one that stands out to me. Just the numbers, 547 on the digs, 589 serve received, 97%. But doing all of that while still carrying a 3.9 GPA, one that I will have to say that I thought at the beginning of the volleyball season, I thought had an opportunity and had a pretty good chance of making it on just based on the eye test, was Megan Blair of West County. This was a girl that comes up off the floor probably 30-plus inches and just brings a flat-out hammer down on the volleyball. But I guess there was quite a few across the area. So a hotbed for volleyball talent when you have, you know, as many commitments as we did.
Absolutely. One girl that I know is going to be here on the dream team list for volleyball next year, or at least in the couple years after, is Bria Garman-Hefestis. Just a freshman outside hitter. She led the team with 19 aces at 280 kills, 39% kill percentage. I mean, she was outstanding and just a freshman.
Yeah, like you said, we could probably run down the list as close as this was. So volleyball coaches across the board, I appreciate you. I appreciate your participation. It was by far the most abundance of votes on that last stretch when we sent out the three-day warning to vote. So congratulations to all those that have been announced on the Dream Team so far. I will run back through the volleyball list. If you are just joining us, this is the Fall Dream Team Selection Show on J98. In the volleyball category, Brianna Landrum, Arcadia Valley, Bismarck's Bradley Henson, Ainsley Finch and Kasia Kaiser of Farmington, St. Genevieve's Madison Reynolds, a pair from St. Pius and Carly Nicholson and Jenna Otek, two from Valley Catholic, Laney Bowman and Taylor Siebert, the 10th member of the Volleyball Dream Team as voted by area coaches, Windsor's Katie Duncan. That means one category still standing. That is the football category. We'll take a pause on the Dream Team Selection Show, and then we will run through the 22 football Dream Team selections as voted by area coaches. Don't go anywhere just yet. And keep an eye on Twitter, at MimoInfoSports, at KJFFSports. The Selection Show continues next on J98.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off, all from the app. We can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make the switch. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at FSCB.com.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Hey!
It's Ford's year-end sales event. Hi, this is Doug Jr. As we come into this holiday season, as a way to say thank you, we are tagging all of our new and pre-owned vehicles to make your holiday shopping event even easier. For example, we have an incoming new 2016 Ford Fiesta S for $12,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford F-150, which includes owner loyalty and Ford credit rebates, is sweet deal priced at just $20,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford Taurus SE for $20,995 after all rebates. And we have a 2016 Ford Fusion Titanium for only $24,900. So check out these sweet deals at Ruther.com or Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall.
So while we were away for just a brief moment, it's still very cold outside, and we heard from the St. Genevieve cross-country coach, John Boyd. So before we get too far down the line, we don't want to have him sit around and wait on us forever, so let's hear some thoughts from the St. Genevieve cross-country coach, John Boyd. So we'll get him set up, and we'll be back with the thoughts from John Boyd of St. Genevieve next on the Selection Show. Don't go anywhere. Football is coming up.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know? All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
I am joined by St. Genevieve cross country head coach John Boyd, and he's got two athletes on his team that were announced as Dream Team athletes, Sarah Moore and Olivia Green, both sophomores. Coach, you've got to be feeling pretty good about not just this season, but definitely the future as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two girls definitely come in, and they set the tone every single day for us, and definitely provide us with a great opportunity for both now and the future as well. So it's really exciting to see, even since the season's been over, they've still been coming in and still been working hard. So they're getting ready for track season already, and you know, we've scaled things back a little bit, but they're still getting after it and really been running quite a bit, so I'm pretty proud of them.
If you look at the list of all their accomplishments this year, Olivia Green, 2016 all district sixth place, MAAA individual conference champion. You look at Sarah Moore, 2016 all district cross country ninth place, 21st in the 1600 meter. I mean, it's really an impressive list of accomplishments. What are you most proud of that they've accomplished?
I'll start with Olivia. Really, really proud of her. You know, all season she just kept getting better and better and better, and her confidence continued to grow. And, you know, we went into that district meet, and, you know, she still was asking me, Coach, do you think I have a shot of being an all-stater? And I said, you know, we got to get in there and race, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, she went out there and finished sixth at the district meet. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I knew that she was definitely right there, going to have a shot at being an all-stater. So we go into the next meet at the state meet, and she asked me again, Coach, do you really think that I can be an all-stater? And I said, Olivia, I think it's in there. You know, you're just going to have to go out there and have a great race. And she got out there and actually bested her performance at the district meet. You know, you go to the state meet, and you add in all those other eight districts, and she ends up fourth at the state meet after finishing sixth at the district meet. So she just had a heck of a day at state, and, you know, super proud of her, and really, really for a lot of people came out of nowhere, and we knew that the potential was there, and we knew that she had the ability to run really fast, and she'd been working really hard this year. So super proud of her. As far as Sarah goes, you know, she had already had a great freshman year. She was part of our squad last year that was state champs, and, you know, so those older athletes that we had really rubbed off on her quite a bit, and you know, she had an opportunity to run with them and kind of set the tone for us there. And she had a little bit of a frustrating season this year with some injuries, but was able to step back in, and you know, she really didn't run a whole lot until we got to the district meet and then again at the state meet. So kind of a frustrating year for her early on, but then was able to turn it on at the district and the state meet. So super proud of her as well.
Well, Coach, it sounds like you had a fantastic time passing down your wisdom to these girls, and congratulations on getting two of them into the cross-country dream team.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much for the time, Coach. Coach John Thanks. Boyd of the St. Genevieve cross-country girls team joining us tonight on J98 for the Dream Team Athletes.
Do you feel like banking has become a series of 800 this, press 2 for that, when all you want is a person who can help? Ozarks Federal is different. When you call or visit Ozarks Federal, our people respond. Each employee has a nameplate and a business card, a real person, a local person with a name. Our customers are our owners. We service home loans made locally to benefit you, our owner, where it pays you to be an owner. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is the Dream Team Selection Show. Sean Malone. I'm now joined by head coach of the Farmington Knights volleyball team, Julie Ward. And Coach Ward, congratulations on the season, and congratulations to you and your two players who made the Dream Team as well. Finch and Kaiser both made the Dream Team, so congratulations to you and those athletes as well. How did you feel to hear that those two players in particular, two of your seniors, made the Dream Team?
It is well deserved. Those two have worked so hard all year for me. They put in their time in the off season. They come to practice every single day and work extremely hard. And they always want to get better. They always want to know what to do to get better. So for them to be nominated and then selected to be on the Dream Team is quite an honor.
How have you seen both those players? We'll go one at a time, starting with Anne Finch. You know, starting from when she was a young player and you first started seeing her till all the way up until her senior season.
You know, Ainsley Finch, she's always been kind of a standout. She, like I said, she worked extremely hard. So I got her my junior year. I watched her a lot her sophomore year as a sophomore on the JV team. And I think their record was like 25-1. They lost the very last game of their season. She's just the type of player that, like I said, she wants to get better. She plays all the way around. She did for us this year. So to start out, she was that strong player. And then throughout the seasons, you know, her sophomore, her junior, and now her senior year, she's just gotten stronger and better. And she's kind of fulfilled that leadership role as being one of our senior captains. And Kasia, my other senior, I pulled her up her freshman year, a couple games. And then starting sophomore year, she stayed with us the whole entire time. She was our defensive specialist her younger years, and then this past season she was our libero, and she did an amazing job. And again, either spot you put these two at on the floor, they're going to do amazing.
Beyond just the stats and the amazing plays that they make, how do they impact their team as leaders?
Well, you know, they just make the right decisions. They're involved in their community. They're involved in their school, and it's just not about volleyball. They're very familiar with everybody in the school. They're friends with everybody in the school. You can walk down the hall and they'll say, "Hey Ainsley," you know, "Hey Kasia." And for our incoming freshmen and for our freshmen this year, they kind of set the way, you know, their hard work ethic. They're coming to school every day. Even when they're sick, they're still coming. They're still practicing in the off season. They're putting in all that time. Not just with our activities that we have during the summer, but also their club teams. And it just kind of shows that hard work and dedication does pay off. And for our underclassmen coming up, that's huge because they see that and they see how successful those two girls are and they want to follow in their footsteps.
One final question, since the pair of Dream Teamers were both seniors, what are you going to miss about them?
Just their personalities. Kasia is the sweetest little girl. She'll do whatever you want. She thinks, you know, she has a big heart, and she's just really, really a funny girl. She can crack up in practice, or she can be dead serious in practice, but she expects the most out of everybody. And Ainsley is the type of player that pushes everybody to get better. She's the one on the floor that if things aren't going right, she will step up and she will say it. That's just what she does. She's a leader like that. And again, both of them want to win ball games. That is the main thing. They are not okay with losing. And so what they both bring to our team this year is the number one reason why we were so successful with Kasia's lovable personality and just the ability to talk to other players and say, "Hey, this is what we need to do." And then you have Ainsley out there being the leader, telling the girls also what they need to do and when they need to step it up. They were my dynamic duo, and they came in and they did a fantastic job for me this season.
Coach, thank you for taking the time to give us a call and speak with us, and congratulations once again to Ainsley Finch and Kasia Kaiser.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's the Dream Team Selection Show on J98.
The St. Jen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Hey!
It's Ford's year-end sales event. Hi, this is Doug Jr. As we come into this holiday season, as a way to say thank you, we are tagging all of our new and pre-owned vehicles to make your holiday shopping event even easier. For example, we have an incoming new 2016 Ford Fiesta S for $12,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford F-150, which includes owner loyalty and Ford credit rebates, is sweet deal priced at just $20,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford Taurus SE for $20,995 after all rebates. And we have a 2016 Ford Fusion Titanium for only $24,900. So check out these sweet deals at Ruther.com or Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford, Ruther.com.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
The St. Jen's School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
At Grand Rental Station in Farmington, you can rent the equipment, but keep the advice. Now that's important to remember, because at Grand Rental, their experts can advise you on the exact equipment you need. Call Grand Rental today at 573-756-1630 or visit their huge showroom in Farmington, packed with accessories and supplies to do the job right the first time. Why buy it when you can rent it from Grand Rental on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington, 756-1630, or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Back into the Dream Team Selection Show. 16 minutes into the 7 o'clock hour. I know it's not past your bedtime yet. We still got a whole other category to get to. We're talking about the football Dream Team category, and it's time to dive into it. Starting off, the football Dream Team category, we go to Park Hill Central.
Luke Mannion, senior safety, Central Rebels.
Deep drop setting up the screen. It is caught immediately, tackled after the catch on the screen. Big tackle by Mannion.
MAFC White Conference Defensive Player of the Year with 91 total tackles, 64 of them solo tackles, 2 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. He also plays baseball as a part of the C-Club, RSA, FCA, NHS, and Academic All-State Football. His GPA is 4.37 and class rank is 18th out of 131.
Luke Mannion, Central Rebels.
Luke Mannion, Conference Defensive Player of the Year. The MAFC White opens it up. And number 2 in the football Dream Team category, also a Rebel.
Tristan Campbell.
Tristan Campbell.
Senior running back and defensive end.
Running back and defensive end.
Central Rebels.
Central Rebels.
Same play as the last one. This time it's a touchdown. That second back through Tristan Campbell. You can see it coming. It doesn't matter. He's going to get the TD.
In his final season, Campbell rushed for over 1,000 yards and found pay dirt 15 times to go along with 324 yards receiving and 4 scores. On the defensive side, Campbell had 70 total tackles, 8 sacks, 17 tackles for a loss. Campbell is your MAFC Defensive Lineman of the Year and first team offense and defense with a GPA of 3.33.
Tristan Campbell, Central Rebels.
So 2 into the football Dream Team category. There are 22 football Dream Teamers that we will announce. We are 2 in, and we went to Central for the first 2, Luke Mannion and Tristan Campbell. This next one, should we? Will, are you ready for it?
I think the wait's over.
I think he's ready. Here we go.
Caleb Kahn, senior wide receiver. DeSoto Dragons.
DeSoto Dragons.
Smith looking to his left. He'll take a shot downfield. There's Kai wide open. He'll make the catch. Carrying Fredericktown defenders into the end zone for the score.
44 catches, 740 yards, and 9 touchdowns with 70 total tackles and 3 interceptions. He is a 3-year starter on the men's basketball and baseball teams, chamber and concert choir member for 4 years. Student of the month, he's a member of the A-plus program and a DAR Good Citizen Award winner. He has a GPA of 3.1.
Caleb Kine, DeSoto Dragon.
So Caleb Kine, our third football dream teamer, and I think he's been anticipating that, as you can see on Twitter.
Yeah, I think so, and yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think he's the only one that's been waiting.
Well, he was only half of the highlight, right? There has to be another half.
And someone's got to throw it.
Zach Smith, senior, quarterback, DeSoto Dragons.
Smith looking to his left. He'll take a shot downfield. There's Kine wide open. He'll make the catch. Carrying Fredericktown defenders into the end zone for the score.
Smith threw for close to 1,700 yards and 18 touchdowns while rushing the ball for 713 yards and 11 touchdowns. That's a combined total of over 24 yards of total offense and 29 touchdowns. Smith also was named the Integrity Athlete of the Year for the 2015 and 2016 season. Zach Smith, DeSoto Dragons.
So two from Central, two from DeSoto, and we went Luke Mannion, Tristan Campbell from Park Hills Central. Then we went quarterback-receiver combination for DeSoto. And if you heard those two cards, the highlight, the same on the on both of those cards. And, I mean, one helped the other out so much, but that one specific play, Caleb Kine carried several guys into the end zone, and definitely two deserving guys here. And Zach Smith we had on the Buffalo Wild Wings show Tuesday earlier this season. And definitely two guys that were hungry this season, two guys that were bound and determined to turn things around. And at the end of the season, looks like they did so.
Yeah, well, you know, they were the two the big seniors on the team. Of course, many other seniors, Johnny Williamson as well, a senior, the kind of the heart and soul of the offense and defensive line. You know, Lamont Allen, tons of other seniors that get credit, but those were the guys that really, you know, stepped up and bought into Coach Johnson's new philosophy, and that Smith to Kine connection was there all season long. Third down plays, anytime they needed a crucial pickup, Smith to Kine.
And this is the only time I'll be biased in the whole show. I was happy to see D-Town get back on the map in the football scene. It was nice.
Yeah, the alumni over here.
It was very nice. So two from Central, two from DeSoto. This next guy nearly set the single-season touchdown record during the regular season. This next one, right across the street. We're talking about the Black Knights.
Kevin Duncan, senior running back and linebacker, Farmington Knights.
They give us to Duncan. Duncan off tackle right side. He's trying to push his way forward, spins, dives for the end zone, got it! Oh, they had him turned all the way around, and Duncan just keeps his legs driving.
Duncan rushed for nearly 1,200 yards on the year with 18 touchdowns, including a Farmington single-game record 7 touchdowns against Clayton. On defense, he recorded 86 tackles, 11.5 for loss, including 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and 2 interceptions, one going back for a touchdown. First team, SEMO North.
Kevin Duncan, Farmington Knights.
As Chad Speaker would say, big dunk on the football dream team. He had a couple of just gnarly games this season statistically. Yeah. A 7 touchdown game, just ridiculous.
Every single time I turned on that Farmington game or anything when I was getting done with the KGF game of the week, it was always Chad and talking about Gavin Duncan, Rumble, you know. Yeah, and you know how good of a talented back he is, and his ability to play the linebacker position as well. I mean, 11.5 tackles for a loss,
right?
18 touch, 1,170 yards. I mean, I never got a chance to see him play, but just listening to how he played and everything, a terrific young athlete.
And to have those kind of numbers as a power back, like, mad props, Gavin Duncan, for just, as Dave Dallas would say, bowing the neck and just getting in there and getting it done. He was turning all season long 2-yard rushes into 4-yard rushes, and it's the reason that, you know, he had the numbers that he did. It's the reason He's on the Dream Team. So we're five into the football Dream Team category. Luke Mannion, Tristan Campbell of Central, Caleb Keim and Zach Smith of DeSoto, and Gavin Duncan from Farmington Knights. 5 in, 17 to go. We'll keep announcing our football Dream Team selections as the Regional Radio Fall Sports Dream Team Selection Show continues up next on The Boot.
Did you know Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan is a market leader in construction lending? Know about our one-timer? Every day, Ozarks Federal helps people build their new homes with lower closing costs and a streamlined loan process. With a one-time close construction loan, you save money with only one set of closing costs, with only one appraisal, and only one loan approval. Let the Homeowners Bank help you build your dream home with our time-saving, money-saving, one-time close construction loan. Ozarks Federal, home of the one-timer, the area's best construction equal housing lender.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Birthday wish for you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Every day, 8,000 people celebrate their 85th birthday, which means senior care facilities will be more crowded than ever before. So choosing the right home for your parents is more important than ever. Don't follow the herd. Call us.
St. Genevieve Care Center. We're a local family providing care with love, dignity, and respect. We'll treat your parents like they were ours. Close to heart, close to home.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Hey!
If you're thinking about getting a new vehicle, you've got to check out Reuther Ford in Herculaneum. Hi, this is Madeline Gilbert from Regional Radio. Buying a car can be overwhelming, but Reuther Ford's sales staff makes the buying process so easy. I told them my price range and the type of vehicle I was looking for, and they found exactly what I had in mind. I love my Ford Focus. Plus, they don't just hand you the keys and send you on your way to figure it out on your own. Before I left the lot, they took the time to go over all of my new car's features with me. Then they invited me to come back after I've driven it for a few days to answer any other questions I may have. They treat you like family at Reuther Ford and make the customer their top priority. So if you're looking for a sweet deal, look no further than Reuther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hey, where you always get a sweet deal, Reuther Ford, Reuther.com.
Are you hunting for a deal? Look no further. Hey, David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. It's hunting season, and wow, do I have a deal for you. This month, trade any make or model truck, and I'll give you an extra $1,000 trade bonus. Come celebrate America's favorite truck for 39 years straight. I'm taking up to $11,755 off MSRP of a new 2016 Ford F-150, and you could win a Browning shotgun just in time for hunting season. Is your old car keeping you from getting a little mud on the tires? Don't let past credit history keep you from a 10-pointer this fall. My credit approval process is designed to target the right lenders and get you approved, so you can drive home today with a lifetime warranty and a new truck. Come see me today, and you'll get up to $11,755 off MSRP of a new Ford F-150. Trade in the truck you currently drive, and I'll give you an extra $1,000 trade bonus. Hurry, this deal ends with November. I'm David Sism, and I want you to visit me at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Call 431-3177 or online at SismFord.com.
Credit requires bank approval, net of all factory rebates. Negative equity may be refinanced. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
You're listening to the Dream Team Selection Show, the fall edition. As the fall sports season has officially wound down, no teams still left standing. So now we're going through all of our Dream Team selections as voted on by area coaches. And we are five deep into the football category with Luke Mannion, Tristan Campbell of Central, Caleb Keim and Zach Smith of DeSoto, and Farmington's Gavin Duncan. And awaiting on hold at this very moment is one of our football dream teamers. Let's get that set up, and we'll welcome him into the studio. And now joining us on the phone lines during the fall Dream Team selection show, the dream teamer from the Central Rebels, Tristan Campbell, with us on air. And Tristan, congratulations on being on the Dream Team. all the coaches vote for it, and they decided that you were one of the worthy candidates. And what are your thoughts now that you can say that you are a dream teamer?
Oh, man, that's great. I love the opportunity of saying I'm on the list with great athletes, and I'm thankful for the coaches of putting me for this opportunity.
And, you know, there were close races throughout the Dream Team selections as we got down to the end of the season. For you, Tristan, you were one of the guys that early on we felt pretty safe that you were going to be on the Dream Team. When you look back at your year, what was it about this season? You guys, maybe from the outside looking in, were supposed to have a down year, but you didn't. Why?
Well, honestly, it was a very great year for us. It was a hard year for the ending, but I think we had a lot of great athletes on the team and had a lot of great opportunities for people to get the Dream Team, and I'm happy to get it.
So this whole season, when you look back at everything, what do you think stands out to you as maybe a better moment of the season or something that's going to be a lasting memory? What do you think was the highlight of your year?
Well, honestly, probably getting as much touchdowns as I did. From last year to this year, I stepped it up a lot and got a lot more touchdowns and had a great year of making touchdowns and had a great year with the whole team.
Tristan, this is Sean Malone. You were the fullback on the team, but you were also heavily involved in the passing game as well. Was that a plan going into the season or just something that came about as the season evolved?
Well, I was a wide receiver last year, and it really helped that I was a wide receiver. And we just threw a lot of screens in, and we did screens last year too, and screens really worked out this year because our running game was so good.
You guys had a great running game this season. What was it like to just be a part of a physical, old-school kind of football team with success?
Oh, man, it was great. Just knowing that we can, if you wanted 3 or 4 yards, just we could run it right down the middle and probably get it. Having the coaches that we had and letting them have the faith in us of getting them yards.
All right, Tristan, I got to ask you. You played wide receiver last year, fullback this year. One position you're not really looking to get hit all too much. The other one, you're doing the hitting. Which position do you enjoy playing more?
Man, I love playing running back. When I get the ball, I can do what I want with it. And hit, I can feel the pain to them. So it's great. I love being a running back.
So you're not the only rebel on the Dream Team. You and Luke Mannion on the Dream Team. What's it like to see one of your teammates make it on as well?
Oh, man, it's great. He had an amazing year. I think we all had a great year, but he's an outstanding player, and I'm very happy that he is on the Dream Team too.
So who is it behind the scenes, you know, some of the folks that we don't get to see that helped you get onto the Dream Team? Coaches, players, friends, family, who was it that we didn't get to see?
Oh, yeah, man. Bill Compton, he helps me in the off-season lifting and doing all that. Coach Twice, he helps me. 3 points of contact all the time. Coach Jones, he's always, you know, stroke it and telling me all these good things to do. And my fellow running back Tyrese, he was great to have back there with me, and just so me and him could be back there and stroking it. So,
Tristan, it was a pleasure to watch you guys this season. Definitely get back to some gritty old school football, and congratulations on making it to the Dream Team, man. It's a very deserving award for you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Tristan, is there anything that you want to mention maybe I didn't bring up or anybody you want to say thank you to?
Oh, yeah, I want to say thank you to Coach Jones, Coach Weiss, everyone on the team just supporting me throughout the whole adventure. It was an amazing year.
Hey, Tristan, I appreciate you hopping on air with us live, man, and congratulations on being the Dream Team. Hopefully you can make it out to the ceremony in December.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tristan, I'm sure we'll be in touch between now and then. Thanks again, man.
All right, thank you.
Once again, Tristan Campbell of the Park Hill Central Rebels joining us on the Dream Team Selection Show. We'll get back into our announcements coming up next. And our next one will come from Jefferson County. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on J98.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make the switch. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at FSCB.com.
Total satisfaction. That's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for to take your project from start to finish. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington, or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
It's the Dream Team Selection Show on a Monday night. You've got to tune to Kickin' Country, J98 the boot. We are nearing the back end of our Dream Team announcements, five into the football selection category, and it's time to keep things moving along. As I said before the break, our next football Dream Team selection from Jefferson County.
Elijah Richardson, senior, wide receiver, defensive back, bestest Tigers. Bestest Tigers.
Looking to throw it, throws it deep. He's trying to find Richardson, and he makes the catch on the run, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. A beautiful pass and catch, Johnson to Richardson.
A captain of the 2016 Festus Tigers, has been a member of the Festus Tiger football program since he was in the eighth grade. A member of the Gold and Black Pack, a first-team all-conference defensive back, first-team all-conference wide receiver. 25 total tackles on the defensive side, 2 interceptions on the season, 20 catches as a wide receiver for 408 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Elijah Richardson, bestest Tiger.
Tyler or Elijah Richardson. Oh, that tipped the hand. Might as well push the button now, huh?
Tyler Sexton, senior fullback, Festus Tigers. Festus Tigers.
Hands it off to Sexton once again on third down. Finds some room up the middle, breaks it outside. Stiff arms of man. He's inside the 30, inside the 20, down to the 10. Stiff arms, another one. Can you believe it? Tyler Sexton broke about 6 tackles on his way to the end zone for the touchdown.
Sexton ran for over 1,000 yards and had 17 touchdowns while having 7 catches and 71 yards receiving. Sexton is also a state qualifier wrestler and had a breakout performance against DeSoto in Week 4, where he ran for over 400 yards and had 6 touchdowns and was named by numerous media outlets as the Player of the Week and was a captain of the Festus Tiger football team.
Tyler Sexton, Festus Tigers.
So a pair of Festus Tigers back-to-back on the Dream Team, Elijah Richardson and Tyler Sexton. Elijah's playing some hoops right now, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's balling out right now. He also recently just committed to go play baseball at Lindenwood University, so that kid, I mean, he can do it all, 3-sport athlete. So congratulations to him. And Tyler Sexton, oh, what a sight to watch. Man, that kid's he's a big guy, fullback. He can do it all. He blocks, and he can really run that football. The DeSoto game was kind of the coming out party a little bit for him, and had tons of other opportunities. Great fullback there. Both players just outstanding.
He's a brick wall kid. He's one of those kids that's like, hey, the goal line is on the other side of that brick wall. He's going to find a way through that brick wall and into the end zone. The next guy on the Dream Team can do it all, but he does it with a little bit of flash, a little bit of flair, and it's a whole lot of fun to watch.
Tony Pisoni, senior quarterback and defensive back, Fox Warriors.
Split back formation out. Two receivers out to the right. Ball's on the 2, center cut. Pisoni, he's going to keep it himself. He goes up the middle. Does he get into the end zone? No word yet from the official. And touchdown, Tony Pisoni, the 15th rushing score of the year for the senior, and the Italian Stallion. And Fox is up 13-0.
Pisoni can do it all on the football field, throwing for close to 800 yards and 8 touchdowns while rushing for over 1,200 yards and 21 touchdowns and even catching 3 passes for 62 yards. He had 94 total tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 3 interceptions and swept the Suburban West National Division postseason awards, being the Offensive Player of the Year and the Defensive Player of the Year, while being a first-team quarterback and first-team defensive back.
Tony Pisoni, Fox Warriors.
So Tony Pisoni, the Italian Stallion, is well queued up in the PBP and definitely a guy that deserving of being on the team.
Oh, he's a terrific, terrific young athlete, the senior. He plays basketball as well, and I know he's fielding some offers right now at the moment to try to go play football at that next level, but that whole Fox Warrior team, a lot of fun to watch. Head coach Brent Tinker definitely have something good going on there, and Pisoni is one of the list of a long line of Pisoni brothers. So,
that, if the younger sisters ones, too now,
yeah, the younger brothers, anything like Tony, then Coach Tinker is going to have a nice group of Pisonis heading his way here for the next several years.
There's a Pisoni tree out there, and Tony was the latest ripe fruit. The next player on the Dream Team, this is a guy that's been grinding it out for a couple of years, and definitely a deserving athlete on the Dream Team. And our next individual selected by area coaches hails from Madison County.
Matthew Williams, senior flex player, Fredericktown Blackcats.
Snap to Williams. Fakes to the left. Now he's going to run to the near side. Good block thrown by Smith. Stiff arm into the end zone for the touchdown. Nice run there by Matt Williams.
Williams had 171 carries for 1,054 yards and 11 touchdowns. He also had 29 receptions for 271 yards and 4 touchdowns. He's 9 for 19 in passing for 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had 2 defensive touchdowns for a total of 17 total touchdowns and 1,441 total yards. He's also a member of the football, baseball, and the Beta Club. He has a GPA of 3.77.
Matthew Williams, Fredericktown Blackcats.
That is the next group of football Dream Team athletes. From Festus, Elijah Richeson and Tyler Sexton, Tony Pisoni from Fox, and from the Fredericktown Blackcats, Matthew Williams. We're going to take a short break. We've got more Dream Teamers on the line that are going to hop on the air with us. Don't go anywhere, as the selection show will continue up next on J98.
The faculty and students at Steelville R3 Schools are proud of all their athletes. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a winning team. Steelville R3 Schools commend the athletes and coaches. They've proven they have what it takes to succeed. Everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools would also like to congratulate all the athletes for making the 2016 J98 Fall Dream Team. Great job and keep up the great work from everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know, all that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
It's the Dream Team Selection Show as we make our way through the football Dream Team category. We've got a combo on the phone line set to join us, and we're going to welcome into the studio the Smith-Kime connection, if you will. From DeSoto, our pair of Dream Team athletes on the line, Caleb Kime, Zach Smith. Fellas, congratulations. How we do it?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. Yeah, thank you.
So all season long, I definitely have had a close eye on you guys, especially from the start of the season, going out there to camp. Coach Johnson tells me, this is my idea for the program. This is what I want to do with it. Flat out, fellas, I thought he was delusional. I'm not going to lie to you, but whatever happened inside there this year, everybody inside that locker room saw it coming. What was it like to be a part of a turnaround season after so much adversity a year ago?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, we had a lot of adversity, but I think we overcome it, and just seeing how bought in Coach Johnson was as a head coach made a lot of us players and athletes buy into it.
Yeah, and Zach, Caleb, you know, I talked to you guys multiple times throughout the season, and Zach, I asked you all the time about having the wide receivers and the other seniors out there that kind of helped you guys lead the way, but just as a whole, how much fun did you guys have playing in that final senior year under the kind of new change, I guess I could say, in leadership with Coach Johnson?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I just threw the ball around, and they caught it, and it's easy to say, but there's a whole lot more to it behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And Caleb, just for you, when Smith's throwing you the ball, you know, were you guys always usually on the same page?
Yeah, I've been playing with Zach since we were like 10 years old, so we're normally on the same page.
Caleb, I've got a question for you. Looking back at last year, you played just about every skill position last year out of necessity. Just a lot of injuries last year. Zach, you were the injured fellow last year. What was it like to have a season this year to where everything was really coming together?
I think it was much needed. I mean, last year we had the same record, but last year was just a lot tougher, I guess you could say.
What do you think was it about this year? You mentioned about having the same record, but why did it feel different?
The new coaching and honestly, the confidence that we had, the bonding we had as a senior class, just I wouldn't want to be on the field with any other senior class.
You talk about that senior class and what you guys were able to accomplish together and things of that nature, but as part of the senior class, you were also kind of the first underneath Coach Johnson's regime and in charge of a lot of leadership as well. So just what types of things were you guys able to lead and kind of pass on as a senior class to some of the younger kids?
Yeah. I mean, we hadn't really seen much leadership in years past, and we were just kind of, I guess, going along the way and trying to find out how to do it. And I think a lot of it from Coach Johnson started in the weight room. We were in there from the beginning of summer school, and I guess just the younger kids looking at us. I mean, I think we did a pretty good job at leading the way.
Is Coach Johnson as intense as he seems all the time, or is it just full tilt Coach Johnson every day?
Oh, yeah, it's every day. I mean, our football season ended not too long ago, and he's a junior high basketball coach, but I was talking to him, and he said, I'm just not ready to be done. He said, I'm still ready to keep on going. I said, oh, I know, Coach.
Yeah, a little bit of a different mindset with football and basketball just a little bit. But Zach, Caleb, you guys still got the rest of your senior year to go. I know, Caleb, you were playing baseball in the spring. Zach, you mentioned you did track in the past. Just what's on tap for you guys the rest of your senior year?
What's on track for us for our senior year? Is that what you asked?
I said what's on tap, as in, you know, what you got planned going.
Well, I know we've got a lot of colleges talking to us, so hopefully we can get that dwindled down. But besides that, baseball coming up, I'm ready for that. Have yet to decide if I want to play football or baseball yet. And I know Zach's still in the weight room trying to get stronger than me. We all know that.
Trying to get stronger than you. Trying, so Caleb, you got the upper hand?
Hey, I'm stronger than Caleb.
Oh, I don't know. You guys might have to test this out. Get it on video. We want proof.
He doesn't know.
Fellas, is there anything that you've got solidified for the future? Are you still mulling things over, or is that going to be a part of the rest of the senior season about what's in store for college?
Yeah, I'm not really decided on anything. I still got plenty of options, and it's probably going to be a month or two before I have anything figured out.
Caleb, how about yourself?
I'm on the same boat as him. I have yet to decide if I want to play football or baseball yet. But I'm leaning towards football, but I'm still not 100% sure.
Awesome. Hey, well, good to hear, guys. We really appreciate you coming on. Anybody else you'd kind of like to thank that kind of helped you guys be selected to the 2016 Fall Dream Team?
Yeah, Coach Johnson for sure. And I'd also like to thank Coach Baker. He was my basketball coach in junior high, and he's been my football coach up until this last year. So I have to put a lot towards him and for him creating, quarterback and who I am.
How about you, Caleb?
I'd like to thank all of my teammates
my coaches, baseball, football, basketball, doesn't matter, and most importantly, my grandparents and my father.
Awesome. Fellas, I appreciate you hopping on air with us. Congratulations on making it onto the Dream Team. Individually, well-deserving as a combo, well-deserving. And I hope we can see you guys at the ceremony December 4th.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Will do.
Happy to have you guys on. Once again, the combo, the Smith-Kime Connection on Regional Radio helping us out there. And we'll be back with another of our Dream Teamers. Don't go anywhere just yet. We've got the Italian Stallion waiting to join us. The Selection Show continues next on The Boot.
Do you feel like banking has become a series of 800 this, press 2 for that, when all you want is a person who can help? Ozarks Federal is different. When you call or visit Ozarks Federal, our people respond. Each employee has a nameplate and a business card, a real person, a local person with a name. Our customers are our owners. We service home loans made locally to benefit you, our owner, where it pays you to be an owner. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's the Dream Team Selection Show. We are running through the football category, and as we make our way through, we're going to hear the thoughts of some of our Dream Teamers as they get announced, and the next Dream Teamer that we are going to talk to hails from the Fox football team, dubbed the Italian Stallion, the guy that had a phenomenal season this year. Tony Pisoni joining us on the Dream Team Selection Show. Tony, congrats on being named to the Dream Team. How's it feeling? What are you thinking?
Yes, thank you, man. It's awesome. Great to be on it, and it's an awesome feeling.
Tony, you know, I got a chance to talk with you a couple times this year at the very beginning of the season, as well to watching you guys play in that Sekman game as well. Just what were your thoughts on the Warriors season so far? You guys were able to get a win in districts before falling to what turned out to be the eventual state champions in Kirkwood. So just what were your thoughts on this season?
Yeah, man, we definitely had a great season on the year. We went 7-4 in the year and won our first round district game and then lost to Kirkwood, like you said, state champs. So it was kind of a harsh loss right there, but I mean, we had a good year all around.
Tony, I remember at the very, very beginning of this season, you know, when I came in and did the training camp report, you know, coming in new to the area and everything, didn't know exactly what to expect. And then Coach Tinker comes around, and you can just kind of tell that he brings a real positive vibe to that football program. He's full of energy and things of that nature, and he really cares about his players, too. Just talk about what Coach Tinker was able to help in terms of his message to you guys this year.
Yes, he definitely does help us a lot. He definitely brings the team together, and he's a very good coach, and he knows what he's talking about on and off the field. And he helped us push our way to 7-4.
Absolutely. And Tony, we talk about the season a little bit, but it was your senior year, the last time you got a chance to go out there on the high school football playing field, that is. So just as a whole, do you have a lot of fun? And where would you rank this in terms of your memories to this point?
Oh, man, it was a blast on the field. My team, I loved every moment of it with them. The wins and losses, I wouldn't take that back for anything. And this is definitely one of the top moments of that I've had all year.
Also noticed on several occasions, you know, you had some news channels coming up from St. Louis down to your guys' pep rally and things of that nature. You got to imagine that must have been pretty cool out there in the center of attention there at Fox High School in terms of the pep rallies and everything being on the football team with you and your teammates.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was cool. They came out, had to get hyped for the game, and then had me do an interview, man. It was super cool.
Absolutely. Hey, Tony, just along the way, what kind of helped you behind the scenes? You know, who are the people in terms of your teammates or coaches or friends or family that kind of helped you kind of get to where you're at now?
Yeah, definitely my coaches and my friends and family. And then my dad is a very big help behind me to drive me, and my brothers too.
Yeah, you got plenty of big family going, no doubt about it. What have you kind of passed along to some of the younger Pisonis?
Oh, yeah. I think I got 4 more coming up.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Tony, just kind of going forward, what's your plan? I know you said that you were going to be playing basketball as well. If that's the case, I believe you guys got a pretty big game tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, so we play Sekman tomorrow, 8 p.m. at Fox High School. So it's gonna be a really good game. It's our rival game, and hopefully we can come out on top.
What would you are you guys are heavily on Twitter? Is there a hashtag you use for this rivalry ever?
Yeah, it's just mainly hashtag beat Sekman. That's what we use for football, and then I think that's what we're going to use for basketball too.
All right, Tony. Other than basketball season, what's on tap for your future? Have you started thinking about colleges or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of colleges lately. I don't know where I want to go yet, but I've kept in contact with a lot of colleges and just talking to play football at any college.
Awesome, Tony. Hey, you let me know when you make that decision, all right?
Oh, yes, sir. I definitely will.
Hey, Tony, thanks very much for coming on the air with us. Congratulations once again on being selected as a Dream Team member by all the area coaches. They all selected you, thought you were one of the best players, the best 22 players in all of J98's listening area. So congratulations. Any final thoughts?
Thank you for that, man. It's awesome to be on it, and thank you for everyone who picked me and chose me for it.
Awesome. Hey, Tony, congratulations. Thanks again. We're going to go ahead, step aside a little bit for a break, but don't worry. We got plenty more of the Dream Team Selection Show and some more football players coming your way right here on J98.
The St. Jen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make a switch. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at fscb.com.
It's a Dream Team Selection Show. It's time to pull back the curtain just a little bit further. We've heard from the thoughts and whatnot from a few of our Dream Teamers, but we still got a handful to unveil. And as we make our way through the list of Dream Teamers, through the list of player cards to announce them, the next section, a whole lot of blue and a whole lot of white. Let's get it going.
Michael Keller,
Junior,
running back,
Hillsboro Hawks.
Stiff arms a man, and now breaks out to the left side, one man to beat. He goes through his legs and dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Keller. Are you kidding me? The young man could do it all.
Keller put together a spectacular junior season, rushing for over 2,000 yards and had 29 touchdowns while adding three catches for 35 yards through the air, and had 35 tackles on the defensive end with 5.5 tackles for a loss. Keller had a single game this year in the district semifinals against Sykeston, where he ran for 7 touchdowns and had over 400 yards rushing.
Michael Keller, Hillsboro Hawks.
Dude was a beast. A beast this season. And just imagine if he was able to play in every game that Hillsboro had, the numbers that Keller just may have been able to put together.
What an outstanding talent that kid is. He's a terrific young player. That offensive line that he has up there as well is great as well, and the wide receivers blocking a great job. But Keller, once he gets into open space, it's virtually impossible. That game against Sykeston, where we heard that call from, just stupid.
Not
7
two,
touchdowns.
Not three, yeah. Not four, not out, five.
Just
not
ridiculous.
Six,
just seven. Yeah, and you know, he missed two games. You know, he right. missed the last game due to an injury. He missed the DeSoto game the second time around as well. So you talk about his stats. And it's just unbelievable. He had over 2,000 yards, averaged 11 yards a carry, 29 touchdowns as well. And you heard through the bio just kind of where he would rank among St. Louis metro area. The kid is outstanding.
I mean, you tell me, the most impressive stat to that is the over 10 yards per carry. Every time he touches the ball, you're getting a first down on average. That's an absolutely insane number.
Oh, it's nuts.
What's blown my mind since seeing the stat packages is Hillsborough, you would think, well, they must have run Michael Keller a whole lot. No, their carries were almost identically split coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, Luke Skaggs right there with them, and Luke Skaggs did a great job getting those short yardages as well. The fight, just a tremendous year for Hillsborough.
It was just crazy, and you put up that many yards, you know, if the rushing yards hit those kind of numbers, the front seven is doing their job on the defensive side, and a lot of those guys for Hillsborough, two-way players, grinding it out, and a phrase that I absolutely loved all season long was Touchdown Alley, and these guys lived there time and time again. The next Dream Team athlete, also a Hillsborough Hawk.
Jacob McNeese, junior offensive and defensive lineman at Hillsborough Hawks.
In the spread formation, twins out right, twins out left, man in motion going left to right. He gets the carry off the right edge, and he is tackled into the backfield, and that's going to be a big loss of about 6 yards on the play, as it looks like leading the way, Jacob McNeese.
35 and a half tackles, 34 solo tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss. Gritty player, leader of the team, showed underclassmen the way to play the game correctly.
Jacob McNeese, Hillsborough Hawks.
So back-to-back Dream Team selections in the football category coming from the Hillsborough Hawks and Michael Keller and Jacob McNeese. So those were, two guys was statistically were just above the bar, and the next guy fits that category just the same.
Andrew Graves. Sophomore, running back, defensive back, Jefferson Blue Jays.
The pitch back to Graves, between the tackle and guard, left side, inside the 30, 20, it's a foot race, 10, no one's going to catch him, goal line, touchdown, Andrew Graves.
The young sophomore is one of the most dynamic players in the St. Louis metro area, rushing for over 2,100 yards and his 32 touchdowns and 202 points scored, both first in the St. Louis metro area. He had 547 return yards, good enough for fifth in the St. Louis metro area, and he had 5 interceptions, tied for third, 41 total tackles, and his 2,757 all-purpose yards were good enough for first in the St. Louis metro area, and he was the 2016 Offensive MVP and Special Teams Player of the Year for the Jefferson Blue Jays.
Andrew Graves, Jefferson Blue Jays.
Andrew Graves, a Dream Team selection from the Jefferson Blue Jays. And Graves, ridiculous stats, just like Keller. Actually, Graves had fewer carries than Michael Keller. Keller had 185 for 2,036 yards. Andrew Graves, over 2,000 yards on 149 carries. You don't get those kind of yards if you don't have guys in front of you that can definitely get the job done. And our next Dream Team selection was blocking for Andrew Graves this season.
Dakota Jakubak, junior, offensive line, linebacker, Jefferson Blue Jays.
And he'll take his shot down the middle of the field, double coverage, and that is going to be picked off. Munier better pick his head up as running up the right sideline, trying to score, and that is Dakota Jakubak.
Jakubak recorded 47 pancake blocks and helped to lead an offensive line that produced over 4,000 total yards and almost 4,000 rushing yards on the year. As a linebacker, he recorded 92 total tackles, 9 for loss, 2 sacks, and 2 interceptions.
Dakota Jakubak, Jefferson Blue Jays.
Dakota Jakubak. I love that the play-by-play in that card is a defensive interception. So Andrew Graves, when you have 150 carries for over 2,000 yards, there was probably two Dream Teamers blocking for you, I would think.
Shane Clennon, senior, offensive and defensive line, Jefferson Blue Jays.
Jefferson will swallow him up. Excellent pursuit to the running back, Shane Clennon, with the tackle. And that's a loss of 4 yards on the play.
Clennon had 34 blocks for an offense that rushed for 3,989 yards in just 10 games. He also had 37 tackles, 4 for a loss. He is committed to play at the University of Arkansas. In 2015, he was first-team All-Conference defensive lineman and a second-team All-Conference offensive lineman. In 2015, he was also named first-team All-Region defensive lineman and first-team All-Region offensive lineman. He's also a member of the Varsity Letterman's Club, National Honor Society, Student Council, and track team. He has a GPA of 3.93 ranked in the top 10% of his class.
Shane Clennon, Jefferson Blue Jays.
The Dream Team Selection Show runs off 2 from Hillsboro, 3 from the Jefferson Blue Jays, Michael Keller and Jacob McNeese of the Hillsboro Hawks, and from Jefferson, Andrew Graves, Dakota Jekobek, and Shane Clennon. This is the Dream Team Selection Show. We've got coaches on the line waiting to talk about their Dream Teamers. Don't go anywhere. The Selection Show will continue next on G98.
Total satisfaction. That's the goal of the staff at Grand Rental in Farmington. From backhoes, compressors, excavators, and generators to saws, sanders, skid loaders, and nailers, they have just what you're looking for to take your project from start to finish. Grand Rental can even deliver your rental equipment with a quick phone call to 573-756-1630. That's 756-1630. Stop by Grand Rental today on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington or log on to GrandRentalFarmington.com for a complete rental list and prices.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know. All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's just, it's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
It's the Dream Team Selection Show as we near the tail end of all of our selections. We are into the football category and the most recent announcements out of the football Dream Team category. Hillsboro's Michael Keller and Jacob McNeese, and 3 from the Jefferson Blue Jays and Andrew Graves, Dakota Jekobek, and Shane Clennon. Joining us on the lines at this very moment, we're going to hop on to the lines and welcome into the studio on line one, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, Lee Freeman, joins us. Coach, you get a couple of guys on the Dream Team. Well-deserved. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's always a pleasure to have a guy represented on the Dream Team. I think a lot of it, and I think it's an honor for the kids to be recognized, all the way across the listening area there. So, congratulations to all of the young men and women that were selected this evening.
And the two guys that you had on, McNeese and Keller, the statistics alone would have put him on, but I want to know about McNeese. There's certain players on the field that don't get all of the stat categories because some of them are just difficult to track, but for a guy like Jacob McNeese, he was a guy that passed the eye test. What do you think it is that visually makes McNeese look so good to guys like us?
Well, I think one thing that you'll notice about him, obviously his height, he's around 6'3", and he's a rangy kid. He's got long extremities, and it all starts in the weight room. So when you look at him, you can physically see that he's got a lot of muscle tone, and as the as your eyes can see, you're going to notice a lot of physical differences between him and a lot of other high school kids. So I think that that for number one. There's a lot of things that you could say about Jacob, but it starts at home, comes from a good family. Mom and dad are excellent people. I actually spoke with them today. Jacob's getting some interest from, from some coaches at the next level. And, I think that's going to be one of the things that he's going to be able to focus on. And, you look at his grades, you know, he's a 4.3 GPA guy right now. And Jacob works extremely hard in all facets, you know, in the classroom, in the weight room, on the field, off the field. You know, he's kind of a total package, really, in my eyes. And, you know, we don't keep stats like pancake blocks or knockdowns or things like that. But, you know, if we did, we'd be counting them, you know, from now until Christmas. But there's a lot of times that Jacob single-handedly took over a game defensively and offensively. So, you know, he's just an outstanding player.
Absolutely, Coach. It's no secret how dominant and how good that up front was. I remember, you know, I had the chance to cover you guys down the stretch on numerous occasions, and every coach I talked to, the very first thing they said was the challenge was being physical up front and winning that battle. But, Coach, we talked about this before as well. You said, you know, I like to coach up the offensive and defensive line more than I like to coach up the skill players. And, you know, a lot of these guys are seniors. But how nice will it be to have a back like Michael Keller coming back for a senior season to help kind of pair with the newcomers? Or I guess I shouldn't say newcomers because they got some experience this year, but some of the new starters on the offensive line.
Certainly. You know, it's going to make their job a little bit easier when you have a talented running back like Michael. I think we were able to see a little bit of what Michael's capable of doing, especially towards the end of the season, when we opened up a little bit and gave him the ball a little bit more than we had been at the beginning of the season. Unfortunately, with those extra touches comes a few extra hits and bumps and bruises, and I think Michael understands right now that, you know, if you're going to do that, then, you know, you've got to prepare your body in the off season. And I'm positive that Michael's going to do the things in the weight room that he needs to do in order to be able to finish up the season.
Are you going to get that boy to wrestle? That's the question I want to know, Coach, because being a former wrestler, that is going to be immensely beneficial to a football player.
Well, and a lot of our guys do cross over, but Michael is actually, he's a basketball player, and then and Jacob has wrestled in the past, but, you know, he's right now he's wanting to focus on the weight room, so. Both of those guys are still pretty active and will be, you know, through the rest of the spring and, you know, all through the winter and into the spring.
I always try to make my case every year at the end of football season to tell kids to wrestle, but they always end up seeming to play basketball. I just can't figure it out.
Well, you know, obviously I get to wear both hats, being the head wrestling coach also. And we do have a lot of guys that come out and do it. And, you know, right now we're about, we're about 30, 33 guys on the wrestling team, and over half of them do play football. So, you know, we're doing the best that we can. You know, it takes a special guy to be a wrestler.
Yeah, I'd say I'm going to make my case again next year and probably have nobody buy into it, but I'll keep making my case. Coach, is there anything that you want to mention about these two gents that we have yet to bring up?
No, I'm just, you know, as a coach, you're always proud of the kids and their postseason accolades and accomplishments and the recognition that they bring to themselves, you know, through hard work and just being able to perform on game day, you know. But a lot of that work is put in, you know, in the off season and in the weight room and things like that. And, you know, for these two guys, I'm just extremely happy for them that they were thought of enough by the coaches around the area to be selected, and we're always grateful to have somebody on the team.
Well, Coach Freeman, you guys definitely had a couple of guys well deserving of being on the Dream Team, and McNeese and Keller. I appreciate you joining us during the selection show, and hopefully you can make it out to the ceremony on the 4th.
We'll be there. Thank you.
Awesome. Coach, appreciate it, and have yourself a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Once again, the head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, Lee Freeman, joining us on the selection show. We'll step aside and come back with the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach Alex Rugley joins us next on J98.
The faculty and students at Steelville R3 Schools are proud of all their athletes. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a winning team. Steelville R3 Schools commend the athletes and coaches. They've proven they have what it takes to succeed. Everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools would also like to congratulate all the athletes for making the 2016 J98 Fall Dream Team. Great job and keep up the great work from everyone at the Steelville R3 Schools.
A perfect theme, a perfect feel, a perfect vibe with that music bed as we are making our way through the football Dream Team selections. And three Dream Team selections from the Jefferson Blue Jays, Andrew Graves, Dakota Jakubek, and Shane Clinton. What to me is interesting about that, those are the same three guys that Coach Rugley sent to us for the football training camp, so I'm wondering if he can tell the future. So let's bring him on the airwaves and find out as we welcome into the show the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, Coach Alex Rugley, joins us. Coach, you get three guys onto the Dream Team, the three you sent me to talk to for the training camp. Are you or are you not Nostradamus?
Well, I tell you what, Greg, we try. We try the best of our ability, but as much as I like to say that I am not.
Well, what you are is a pretty solid football coach to have these three guys as the forefront of your team to start the season, and now here they are getting the postseason accolades from other coaches. As you know, we don't let coaches vote for their own players, so how nice is it to see other coaches appreciate guys that you've coached?
It means a lot. It means a lot to our program, our school district, and our community, and especially those young men who are extremely deserving of this honor. They had a remarkable season that you could individually and as much a team that you could talk about for a long time. But for them to get those accolades from the opposing coaches that they played against, and some people that didn't even see them, maybe saw them on film and things that such, I'm extremely proud of them. I really am, and I'm extremely proud of each and every one of them.
Coach, I remember at the beginning of this season, I had Shane Clinton into my studio for a sports show, and one of the things that he had mentioned about some of the players was kind of helping to take, or help guiding, Dakota Jakubek kind of a little bit under his wing and helping him because, you know, he's going to be right there with him on the offensive and defensive line. Just how was that relationship and that progress from the beginning of the year to the end of the year? Because it really looks like Dakota he was already an excellent player, but by the end of the year, just one of the best areas, as evidenced by the Dream Team selection in the whole entire listening area.
Yeah, Shane did a remarkable job of really being a leader on our offensive and defensive lines. And he really took Dakota under his wing starting last year, you know, at guard. Dakota was whenever I saw him on film, whenever I got the position at Jefferson, he was a fullback, and I imagine he probably loved playing that position, but we needed him on the offensive line. We replaced four good offensive linemen from Shane's sophomore year, and Shane really took him underneath his wing and really taught him our system, which was a new system or third system for Shane in theory, and Shane did a great job of basically taking him under his wing and developing him into becoming the type of football lineman that he is. You know, he's done a great job with Dakota, and I know Dakota really looks up to Shane, and that's a great trait that Shane has. He's done a phenomenal job for us, a great leader for our football team, and a great leader for our offensive and the defensive lines. And I know Dakota, you know, talks to him quite a bit. They're good friends, and Dakota is also looks up to him as well.
Coach, you have three guys on the Dream Team. You talk about Shane and his leadership abilities, then Dakota and Andrew being underclassmen, able to return two Dream Teamers that are already understanding that leadership role. How nice is it to have those guys back next season and ready to take the reins as far as leadership?
It's extremely exciting. They've done a phenomenal job of again learning from a kid like Shane, and they took it upon themselves this past season to develop into good leaders like we just talked about, and they've not only led by example, but they're beginning to lead from a vocal standpoint too, and that's something that we had a good group of seniors the previous year, and we're starting to get that out of them towards the end of the year. And, that's something that we got out of Dakota and Andrew and Shane from the beginning of the year all the way through the end of the year. And we're hoping that we continue that aspect of everything for next year as well.
Coach, Andrew Graves, I mean, he's just a sophomore. And you look at all of his stats, and, I mean, he leads the St. Louis metro area in several of them. Points scored, total touchdowns, yards per carry. He's second. First in all-purpose yards because he can return it as well. Just talk about what a special player he is, just being a sophomore and knowing that he's still got two more years to continue to grow into his body and continue to develop more skills on the field.
Yeah, that's the thing about Andrew. I tell everybody that we're so extremely blessed to have a young man like that. I was blessed to coach his brother Austin last year and have those two playing on Friday nights together. And then, you know, the year that he put up this year, kind of being more the focal point of our offense, you know, with the amount of yards that he rushed for. And really, in theory, that was in about eight and a half games. You know, we played a couple of halves of two football games. And then, you know, he played a half of two other football games, and a lot of our younger kids played. And, you know, that's a testament to him just getting the job done. He's, you know, if one person asked me, "God, coach, you know, that's a good coach." Well, you know, it's a little bit of coaching, but it's a lot of talent, so to say. So, he's been blessed with from great parents, you know, and who are great athletes. And, you know, he's just a great kid. He's very humble, and he's already preparing his body for next year. He's done a phenomenal job in our weight room already, him and Dakota and Shane. And, you know, he's a great young man.
Coach, I think one of the more fond memories I've had of Jefferson, especially the coaching staff, was at the Festus Pasta House, the toasted ravioli eating contest. Just your thoughts on all the coaches out there and their competitive spirit and their vibe eating. Does that translate onto the football field, that ability?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things that, you know, whenever we get asked to go over there and, you know, have some fun with that, I have some offensive line coaches that take great pride in eating, as they should, you know. And I think we had four or five staff members being a part of that. And, you know, Coach Atley did a phenomenal job. I think Coach Casey ended up coming second, which is my other offensive line coach. And, you know, my wide receivers coach, Coach Moulton, ended up coming, I think, in fourth. We were one, I think it was literally two raviolis away from pulling off the clean sweep of trophies there at the Festus Pasta House. So that was a great time for our coaches. You know, our kids loved it. They loved every bit of it. Seeing that stuff, you know, we're posting on Twitter and, you know, seeing the stuff in the leader and things like that of Coach Atley, you know, with his trophy and, you know, putting down 48 raviolis. And I think it was literally about 9 or 10 minutes. Seems something that our kids had a lot of fun with, as well as our staff did.
Man, I'll tell you, we are dying behind the scenes here in this story. I have to tell you, you don't hear the laughter, but it's there.
Hey, it clearly was working for you. The offensive line coaches, you got two offensive line and defensive linemen on the dream team, so it had to go somewhere. Hey, Coach, just any final thoughts here about your three outstanding young players before we let you go?
Yeah, again, extremely proud of them and their efforts and, you know, the accolades that they're getting. I want to thank the opposing coaches and the coaches from all the schools in our listening area, and also congratulate all the great young men and women who have gotten a very high honor this evening. I know it's not done yet, but congratulations to all of them. Extremely proud of all of them.
Hey, Coach, thanks very much. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all the coverage.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, Coach Alex Rugley, joining us here on the Dream Team Selection Show. You know, we want to thank our sponsors allowing us to bring this to you. That's Sam Schism Ford, Lincoln in Farmington, St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve, Jefferson Square Laundry in DeSoto, and Central R3 School District in Park Hills. We're going to step aside, and we're going to get back. I know you guys have been waiting a little bit, but we're not going to let you wait no longer. We got more revealing of our selections coming up next on the Selection Show on J98.
Do you feel like banking has become a series of 800 this, press 2 for that, when all you want is a person who can help? Ozarks Federal is different. When you call or visit Ozarks Federal, our people respond. Each employee has a nameplate and a business card, a real person, a local person with a name. Our customers are our owners. We service home loans made locally to benefit you, our owner, where it pays you to be an owner. Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Hey!
It's Ford's year-end sales event. Hi, this is Doug Jr. As we come into this holiday season, as a way to say thank you, we are tagging all of our new and pre-owned vehicles to make your holiday shopping event even easier. For example, we have an incoming new 2016 Ford Fiesta S for $12,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford F-150, which includes owner loyalty and Ford credit rebates, is sweet deal priced at just $20,995. Hey! Or a new 2016 Ford Taurus SE for $20,995 after all rebates. And we have a 2016 Ford Fusion Titanium for only $24,900. So check out these sweet deals at Ruther.com or Ruther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall.
Ruther Ford, Ruther.com.
This is the Dream Team Selection Show, 8:23 and 54 seconds on your Monday evening. We've got eight more Dream Teamers to announce out of the football category, and we will waste no time in starting. And let's head out to Potosi.
Ethan Rowland, senior offensive and defensive tackle, Potosi Trojans.
It's a handoff and is stuffed in the backfield. Loss of a couple denied. It was Rowland who made the stop.
Rowland earned first-team All-Conference on both sides of the line and was named MAFC White Offensive Lineman of the Year. Rowland also added four rushing touchdowns, was second on the team with 87 tackles, had eight sacks, and was a Trojan team captain.
Ethan Rowland, Potosi Trojans.
Ethan Rowland of the Potosi Trojans, selected to the Dream Team. Let's keep it moving right along. This next selection hails from Perry County.
Riley Rain, senior, running back, St. Vincent Indians.
And the pitch to the left, Rain. Rain cuts it back to the right, across the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, St. Vincent!
Amassed over 2,000 all-purpose yards this season, 20 total touchdowns, the leading rusher and receiver for the St. Vincent Indians, a three-year starter on all phases of the football, and a team captain of the St. Vincent Indians.
Riley Rain, St. Vincent Indians.
The St. Vincent Indians represented on the J98 football dream team. From one Saint to another.
Luke Brewster, flex position, wide receiver, running back, junior, St. Genevieve Dragons.
From their own 45, it's Brewster, off right tackle, breaks a tackle, and he's off to the races, down the sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Luke Brewster, a 55-yard touchdown run.
Brewster had 94 rushes for 698 yards and 8 touchdowns, 54 receptions for 693 yards and 9 touchdowns, 5 kickoff returns for 143 yards and a touchdown, 153 touches for 1,544 total yards and 0 fumbles. He was named All-Conference First Team in the flex position and also 2016's Conference Offensive MVP.
Luke Brewster, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Luke Brewster on to the J98 Regional Radio Football Dream Team. From St. Genevieve, right back to St. Genevieve.
Brendan Meyer, junior two-way lineman and linebacker, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Brendan Meyer with the tackle for loss on the situation there. Meyer, this guy is such a talent, playing all over on the defensive front seven, not just the front four. He plays more than just D-line, played a little bit of outside and inside linebacker as well.
Leader of an offensive line that gained more than 4,700 yards through 11 games. Best offensive and defensive lineman on the Valley Catholic Warriors. Defensively, he leads the team in tackles with 90, tackles for loss with 20, and sacks with 6. Plays all over the front seven and is a straight A student.
Brendan Meyer, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Brendan Meyer onto the dream team from the Valley Catholic football team. And one thing you can bank on, one of the final teams standing every year is the Valley Catholic Warriors. They fall in the final four this year, but one tradition that's going to remain, and that's a heavy dose of Big Blue on the dream team.
Cole Keeley, senior, tight end, linebacker, Valley Catholic Warriors.
And he's thrown over the middle on a slant pattern and breaking a tackle and digging for more is the tight end, Coleman Keeley. He's in the open field. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. Keeley takes it all the way to the house.
Keeley is Mr. Everything with 700 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns as a tight end. Defensively, playing defensive end, linebacker, and strong safety. Keeley with 80 tackles, 18 tackles for a loss, 4 sacks, and 2 interceptions. On top of that, Keeley is a straight A student.
Cole Keeley,
Valley Catholic Warriors.
Not one, not two, here's three.
Cole Wood. Senior. Wide receiver and defensive back. Valley Catholic Warriors.
He gets through a couple players. Now he's going to reverse field and come to the near side. He gets the edge on one player. He's got some room to work with. One player to beat, and that's the punter, Brandon Hinson. He gets past him. Oh, my. What a touchdown by Cole Wood.
That's not fair. 79 yards.
Wood had 45 catches for 1,000 yards receiving heading into the state semifinal with 15 touchdowns. 35 carries on the year for 235 yards and six more scores there. He's run two punts back for touchdowns on the season. Over 1,700 combined yards in nine games. On defense, Wood has made 50 tackles with two interceptions.
Cole Wood, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Did I say that there were only three from Big Blue? Because that's not true at all. There's four.
Mason Skaggs, junior quarterback, Valley Catholic Warriors.
They fake the handoff. Skaggs up through the middle to the left side, and Valley Catholic strikes first. A 5-yard touchdown run from Skaggs.
Skaggs put together a terrific season for the Valley Catholic Warriors at the quarterback position, throwing for 2,600 yards and 33 touchdowns to just 8 interceptions. He added 8 touchdowns on the ground and had close to 3,000 total yards.
Mason Skaggs, Valley Catholic Warriors.
That's all four from Valley Catholic. Brendan Meyer, Coleman Keeley, Cole Wood, and Mason Skaggs. Have you been counting? That's 21 of 22 football dream teamers. The cherry on top goes to Jefferson County.
Brendan Fouts. Senior. Running back. Windsor Owls.
Hand off. This time to Brandon Fouts. He goes off the left edge, breaks it between the tackles, goes off the left side. He's got a lot of room. See you later. And Brandon Fouts says hello to the end zone for the first time tonight. Touchdown, Windsor Owls.
A 2,000-yard rusher during the 2016 season. 221 carries, 2,115 yards, a 9.6 average per carry, adding 12 receptions for 218 yards, 18.2 per reception, a total of over 2,300 yards on the season and 25 touchdowns. A 2016 first-team all-conference selection and a first-team all-region selection.
Brendan Fouts, Windsor Owls.
That is the final Dream Team member from the Fall Dream Team, as the selection show has pulled the curtain back on all 47 names. I'll run through the full list of football real quick. Starting at the top, from Central, Luke Mannion and Tristan Campbell. From DeSoto, Caleb Keim and Zach Smith. Farmington's Gavin Duncan on the Football Dream Team, with Festus's Elijah Richardson and Tyler Sexton. From Fox, Tony Pasoni. The Fredericktown Black Hat, Matthew Williams, onto the Dream Team. A pair from Hillsborough and Michael Keller and Jacob McNeese. Three from Jefferson and Andrew Graves, Dakota Jacobek and Shane Clinton. From the Potosi Trojans, Ethan Rowland, Riley Reen from St. Vincent, St. Genevieve's Luke Brewster. Four selections from Valley Catholic, Brendan Meyer, Coleman Keeley, Cole Wood, and Mason Skaggs, and the final football dream team goes to Windsor and Brandon Fouts. I should have turned my phone on silent, huh? I didn't do that. All that told me was KU was about to start. That just made me a lot of enemies. There's a whole lot of dream teamers and a whole lot of tweets going out. If you missed anything on the regional radio Fall Sports Dream Team Selection Show, you can find all of the names that we have unveiled tonight. Coaches' selections are all on Twitter at MyMoInfoSports, MyMoInfo Sports, also at KJFF Sports. So when we come back, we're going to talk about our opinion one more final time and talk about some of the guys that very well could have been on this Dream Team, and then we'll close out with the Fall Dream Team recap. The show closes up next on J98.
The St. Jen School is committed to excellence. They're proud of their students and of their athletes. These young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The St. Genevieve students and athletes are committed to excelling the high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The St. Genevieve School District congratulates all Dream Team athletes this fall season.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. We are celebrating all first responders now through November the 26th.
10% of your purchase will be donated to your choice of fire department, ambulance, EMT, or police department. We have 2 years with 0% financing.
We are thankful for you, first responders.
So if you're a first responder, you'll get 10% off of your purchase. And we'll donate 10% to the department of your choice.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Back into the tail end of the fall sports selection show on J98. All 47 names have been released. But we've got to have one final conversation with the sports minds in the studio. And what we must know is, who do you feel like could have, or maybe, I don't want to say should have, been on the Dream Team, because it's not our opinion that decides it, but who do you feel like could have rightfully been a Dream Teamer? Who wants to start? Sean? Will?
Yeah,
Sean?
I'll go. I think Briley Smith, with his play in the second half of the season. I'm sorry, great minds think alike, you know?
Well, they think just like me, but anyway.
Okay, but but no, Briley Smith, with his performance in the second half of the season, he was running angry. That's the perfect way to describe it. I know I'm beating a dead horse by saying that again and again, but you know, he was running through defenders. He was really fighting for extra yardage on every play, and it worked out a lot of times because he found his way into the end zone because of that, and really led the big charge at the end of the regular season from the North County Raiders.
Yeah, I think Johnny Williamson, DeSoto, he's on the offensive and defensive line. Real, real physical kid. There was some inexperienced along those lines. I remember talking with Coach Johnson, and you know, Williamson was the most experienced back there, and he definitely took on a leadership role of that, and you know, he had a terrific year as well. There's no doubt about that. Also, you could basically say the whole entire Hillsboro offensive line could be a Dream Team, how well they performed, and Max Klug of Fox Warriors was pretty good at defensive end as well.
Matthew, back in the studio, who do you feel like could have been?
Well, one of my favorite players to watch this year, and I saw him a couple of times, Tyler Unterreiner for St. Vincent.
Good one.
Hands down, one of the best defensive players I've seen this year. And the great thing about him is he was a team captain, but and that leadership was vocal, and you also saw it on the football field. And he would sometimes line up as a tight end or a slot receiver, and he'd make catches in the end zone over linebackers and safeties. Just a really fantastic talent. And Coach Roland, Nate Roland for St. Vincent, said he's the best he's ever coached. And 150 tackles to lead the team. Ooh. He's team captain. He's part of multiple clubs. I mean, we could go through about 10 or 15 clubs that he's a part of. Just a fantastic player. And one of those players that I wish I had a chance to interview. And but hey, he's to me, he's number 23 on the list of 22.
You know who I'm picking? The coaches. You guys should be on the Dream Team for fielding all 912 emails that I sent out throughout the Dream Team process. So mine goes out to all of those that participated. Sorry you get snubbed and don't get a Dream Team award, but some of you will, as we have the ceremony set for December 4th at 2 p.m. at North County High School. So if you're thinking about Player of the Year, that's when we'll let those out of the bag.
Yeah, Player Coach of the Year, December 4th at the ceremony as well. But, Greg, you mentioned the coaches and everything that that helped vote. Also want to thank the athletic directors as getting those emails. I, like you, bombarded them with some emails. So shout out to them if any of you guys are listening. We appreciate how cordial you guys were.
And beyond just the Dream Team, but the whole season as a whole, I mean, reaching out to coaches and athletic directors saying, hey, we're coming to call your game, and hey, coach, do you have a few free minutes? Do you mind giving us your, you know, two deep lineup? Do you mind answering these questions? Where do you have stats available? You know, being super helpful from beginning to end of the season and year after year as well. We got to give them a big thank you for that.
And clearly, I mean, there's somebody like, oh, those brown nose. No, for real. We send a whole lot of emails and do a whole lot of borderline harassment.
We're annoying.
That gets reciprocated. And we appreciate it because I know that
we're probably not the only ones blowing up your email inbox, so we appreciate you working with us, dealing with us, and definitely a big congratulations goes out to all 47 athletes named to the Dream Team. Once again, if you're wondering about Player and Coach of the Year, we will unveil those final awards and accolades for the Dream Team during the Dream Team ceremony that will be December 4th, that's a Sunday, 2 p.m. from North County High School. And also this year, during the Fall Sports Dream Team, we will announce the Sportsmanship Award that is presented by the Misha officials. Will be a part of the ceremony as well. So that will do it for our Fall Dream Team selection show. I want to definitely say a big thanks to all the coaches, definitely for dealing with us. Will Cheshire, a big part of the Dream Team, Sean Malone, Matt Greenwood, Jordan Slocum, Chad Speaker, and another big thanks to Chelsea Pounds for putting a lot of it together. So all 47 are out there, and let's close out the show with a big rundown of every Dream Teamer making it on to the Fall Selection Show. Once again, the ceremony, December 4th, 2 p.m., North County High School. We'll see you then.
Regional Radio Fall Sports Dream Team 2016 Recap.
Boy Soccer.
Bryce Sansagraw.
Farmington Knights.
Tommy Struckman.
Nick Parker.
North County Raiders.
Austin Hota. Perryville Pirates.
Ryan Verhorst. Seckman Jaguars.
Cross Country.
Lily Uding. Festus Tigers.
Claire Message. Northwest Lions.
Olivia Green.
Sarah Moore.
St. Genevieve Dragons.
Allie Gibbs. Steelville Cardinals.
Ryan Parson. Farmington Knights.
Max McDaniel. Festus Tigers.
Nathaniel Ogden.
Ben Nagger.
Skylar Ogden.
St. Genevieve Dragons.
Volleyball.
Brianna Landrum.
Arcadia Valley Tigers.
Riley Henson. Bismarck Indians.
Ainsley Finch.
Kasia Kaiser.
Farmington Knights.
Madison Reynolds, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Carly Nicholson.
Jenna Otech.
St. Pius Lancers.
Laney Bowman.
Taylor Siebert.
Valley Catholic Warriors.
Katie Duncan.
Windsor Owls.
Football.
Tristan Campbell.
Luke Mannion.
Central Rebels.
Caleb Kai.
Zach Smith.
DeSoto Dragons.
Gavin Duncan.
Farmington Knights.
Elijah Richardson.
Tyler Sexton.
Festus Tiger.
Matthew Williams. Fredericktown Blackcats.
Tony Pistone. Fox Warrior.
Michael Keller.
Jacob McNeese.
Hillsboro Hawks.
Andrew Graves.
Shane Clennon.
Dakota Jakubak.
Jefferson Blue Jays.
Ethan Rowland.
Potosi Trojans.
Luke Brewster.
St. Genevieve Dragons.
Riley Rain.
St. Vincent Indians.
Cole Keeley.
Mason Skaggs.
Cole Wood.
Brendan Meyer.
Valley Catholic Warriors.
Brandon Fouts.
Windsor Owls.